It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleone, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Oh.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleone, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleone, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Southern Lewis.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicoleone, man.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicoleone, man.
When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the Lewis style. All I want for my birthday.
Don Nicoleone, man.
All I want for my birthday.
Yeah, what up? It's the God Sakim Ra. You chilling with Don Nicoleone, man. Your big booty girl. WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Got a big booty, so I call him Big Booty.
Skirt, skirt.
Wrist moving, cookie getting to
it.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Jams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice.
I
got fans everywhere. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo
roll.
When
your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Hair weed killers going on the chopper thumb. See, I done had more bones than Pakistan.
Dope bum,
and a pill bum. See, nigga, I'm ballin' you in real car. When I die, bury me in the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the truest style. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to
Don Nicoleone, man. Don Nicoleone, man.
You're listening to Don Nicoleone Show at WGAG Radio.
she wants a big screen. Hollywood night, she wants it.
And first came the breast and then the dookie came. Got on the Gucci game and then the Gucci came. The Altima and then the Mustang. Looking in the mirror, hey, she must say. Diane Keaton, the gangster she was seeking. With two beds and three could keep a secret. Being exposed to the goals of a baller. So she drove a Rose with a Prada. Put up the Dooney in, rock Fendi. Rarely head hot as she said the shit was trendy. Married to the mob like she was Miss Wendy. She would spend the bread of men instead of spending. Her own, her tone was eccentric. The gold coach was home for this mistress. Felt pain but shocked and guilty less than a little Bill Wang lives on for a princess.
Big screen, Hollywood lights, she wants a big screen. Hollywood lights, she wants a big screen. Hollywood lights, she wants a big screen.
Baby girl, you're dangerous. Everybody know that you love those eyes. Baby girl, you're dangerous. So dangerous, but it's only right. I'm back in your life, return of the Jedi. LA for a night, then return on a red eye. It's a party in your closet, I swear it's going off. I seen Dolce and Gabbana, pick the air off, not too shabby. You're good around to live, not too laughy. So you deserve a rapper and or athlete. And or something more than just a backseat action. I had more beats than I had rhymes. Now they say you got more girls than you got time to spend with them. So I throw them all on a team. Only problem is I seen they all wanna ring, ring. Let me tell you one thing. It's gonna take a lot to be down with the king, king. Down, down with the king. Now, are you really ready for the big screen?
Big screen, Hollywood lights, she wants a big screen. Hollywood lights, she wants it.
We got a little better with Bottega Veneta. LaCroix for the shoes, Dolce for the sweater. Cavalli was just another hobby. At the W, she was gone in the lobby. Dancing to that Fergie, players checking in, they glancing at her body. She escaped to the tropics, showpiece unleashed her passion, couldn't stop it. Main the lights and all the flashes, all the men enticed by all the ashes. The expensive furs and all the fashion, random trips don't answer where the cash went. Spend change, yes you must main, if you entertain, getting in her pain. I'm just saying, this was her aim, she a young queen and chess was her game.
Hollywood lights, she wants a big screen. Hollywood lights, she wants it.
Baby girl, you're dangerous. Everybody know that you love those lies. Baby girl, you're dangerous. So dangerous, but it's only right.
Movie, I want you to try for. But you need to come to room 252. Oh, don't worry, I got a camera. You like taking photographs?
Praying like a man. Everything ain't good in the woods of South. words I stress in my rhymes, fighting for your spirit and your mind.
So what it be like, my brother be catching gangrene, the water be burning in the morning in my sink, who that in my eye? My planet getting eaten away by fungi, another virus, disease that eats. Quick to lead a strike against Haiti, we'll have your army in the bed, sick with pains in the back and behind the head, with doctors giving more Medicaid, but ain't no aid. But these ain't the same for them, didn't give a damn who. Only one of Saddam, now your head's numb, can't run, oh AIDS before third pain. Is this what you wanted when you signed your clock on the line? Fighting for your spirit and your mind, service to my kind.
situation. Hope I get another chance to live life. As I know, 430 was the time. I'm feeling the pain in my chest. I guess I spoke too much sense, making a nigga more slow. I'm but it don't end, only begin. Bubbling under hoop, where's the coup? Thick mist in the train. I'm feeling pressure off the left spot. Every time the swine, I'm trying to two in the same breath. You telling me don't eat from that plate. Increasing my blood outbreak on my skin. Don't blend with the way I walk this thing. If I can help the cause, don't have to treat it with no tricks. You telling me cancer on a stick into a life destruction. Soon to come from within the sin. We call it lances, praying like a man. Everything ain't good in the woods of Southwest. I stress in my ride, fighting for your spirit and your mind.
So wanna be light, my brother be catching gangrene. The water be burning in the morning in my sleep. Who that in my eye? My planet getting eaten away by fungi. Another virus, disease that eats. Quick to lead a strike against Haiti. We have your army in the bed. With pains in the back and behind the head. With doctors giving more Medicaid, but ain't no aid. But these ain't the same for them. Didn't give a damn who. Only wanna say dumb, now your ass numb. Can't run OAs before 13. This is what you wanted when you signed your crop on the line. Fighting for your spirit and your mind. Service to my kind.
Might as well be dead, so dread. The voices on the radio got me steamed. Can't put a smile on my face, cause my pockets ain't straight. At least not the way I want to be. Early as fuck at 51. Last night I barely got some seeds. Sleep, huh, I can't. Over in the next room having nightmares. It sounds like wind blowing when she weeps. I can't, I'm tired, on the way to the slave camp. I utter very little words. I'm thinking about a ciggy I snap from the jaws of death. A sack of crumbled herbs rolling down Main Street, East Point. I swerve, Templeton Rose outside, 855 jackals at the bus stop. Standing, sweating, but I ain't smiling. Outside it's 20 below, food I'm riding. Through the liquor store, close down. That's alright, I go, holler at this Rezo. I know who work at the Tesco. Yeah, facing, back down memory lane. Feeling strange, can't explain. So bear with me, please. Through this green light, I see that tramp that gave me her herpes. Rick, wham, wham, don't believe. Don't doubt the ride, empty the Glock 45. D-E-A-D, woke up, had crumped inside. Ready tag with the IUD, intoxicated under dank. I took through swigs out of my deuce, deuce O-E. Now Stephen K-I-N-G, had the story y'all wrong. Blood lost by paint, I'm gone. I'm gone.
Hey, hold on, folk. I ain't writing no verse for this one, man. Just let me holler at him for a minute. No song. As individuals and as a people, we are at war. But the majority of my side got their eyes open wide, but still don't recognize what we fighting for. I guess that's what I'm writing for, to try to shed some light. But we've been in the darkness so long and don't know right from wrong. Y'all scared to come near it. You ignore the voice in your head when you hear it. The enemy is after your spirit, but you think it's all in your mind. You'll find a lot of the reason why we behind is because the system is designed to keep our third eyes blind. But not blind in the sense that our other two eyes can't see. You just end up investing quality time in places you don't even need to be. We don't even know who we are. But the answer ain't far. Matter of fact, it's right up under our nose. But the system taught us to keep that book closed. See, the reason why he got a lie to see is so that we won't act accordingly to get the blessings we supposed to receive. Yeah, it's true. Uncle Sam wants you to be a devil too. See, he's jealous because his skin is a curse. But what's worse is if I put it in a verse, y'all will listen to some bullshit first. We ain't natural born killers. We are a spiritual people. God's chosen few. Think about the slave trade when they had boats with thousands of us on board. And we still was praising the Lord. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But now niggas is ready to die over a coat, a necklace round your throat. That's bullshit. Black people, y'all better realize that we losing. You better goddamn fight. And die if you got to get your spirit and your mind back. And we got to do it together. Good and mob means the good die mostly over bullshit. You take one O away and it'll let you know that God is every man of blackness. The Lord has spoken to me and the G-Mo Group.
Yeah, y'all.
You're on point fight. Once again, Tip. You're on point fight. Once again, Tip. You're on point fight. Once again, Tip. Watch me bust they shit. Okay.
Action peoples, can I dominate? My rhymes are harder than last night's erection. Don't blame it close, I have this mic up in your midsection. My shit is love, simply meaning that my joint is tight. Amping up the mic, making sure production's tight. Sometimes I might catch a severe case of writer's block, but by the end of the day, you'll be on my job. Real name's Malik, my hobby's putting MC to the test. And if you run, I'll put my foot up in your friggin' chest. Freestyle fanatic, and never will it ever stop. Your crew is this. You might just wanna call the cops.
Hey, yo, I gotta put some action on paper. Make sure my verse jump off the spread out like the vapor. The only tip I got for a waiter is watch the doorknob hit me where the dirty door should have bitten. That was my train of thought, but for so long I fought. Now I'm at a level supreme to the devil. So turn up the bass and lay low on the treble. We be the real kids and we dead to each other. Revitalize, revitalize, nigga. The ladies sweat the style like the squirrel sweats the nuts. You know what fellas good for the moolah. Don't smoke no rulers. Read the name, call me Slick Tip the Ruler. Shaitan got me by the pressure points, but I could break a fella down like sex. You need WeCheck, but still light in the ass and can't flex. If one nigga front, I'ma make more pay. Cause tonight, we getting off like OJ. And yo, I got a dog that bites, fuck the barking. Yo, I got a crew with the beats and the smarts in.
I put my shit up on Linden and the 192. Forever writing, ever biting, ain't shit else to do. Hoping to battle, but most MCs ain't ready yet. But if they utter one word, then it's the shit it's set. You have MCs dropping bombs, that's incredible. Some of the brothers, their styles are just despicable. As for me, see, I just do how I like to do. Try to deny me of my props, then I'll be seeing you. Most of you suckers wanna be down for the tag along. The friggin' fame, someone tell them that this shit ain't game. You got to do this from your heart, meaning your inner soul. And if it's real, only then will you be on the road. I try to stay on top of my game, there ain't no time to lose. For albums, deepers, a quest, but still we paying dues. So hear me out one time, you got to be yourself. Cause if you ain't yourself, you end up by your friggin' self. I'm coming rugged with the Linden Bully type of slang. Ayo, we'll see who can hang out. You're on point, Tip.
You're once again fight.
You're on point, Tip.
You're once again fight.
You're on point, Tip.
You're once again fight.
Yeah, yo.
Yo, that kid is lonely.
Dramatic.
I just got to tell the truth. If I just got to tell the truth. If I just got to tell the truth, man. Hey,
look at little Hey Rue. Who come through? Raw in the flesh. The hoodie tattoo. Black man, you're the sun. Shine on the galaxy. Mama be the earth. Birth new reality. It's all in you. Deep in the womb. Sold in the seed. Bring it full bloom, be the light in the dark. Spark the creation, cause ye are the gods. Raise the vibration, divine elevation. Rise to occasion, setting the example. Building the foundation, the nation, the king. Queens, different deities, supreme. The divinity, the all, my identity. The God in me.
Personification of God.
on earth.
It's not a mystery, God. Check your history, God. Like graffiti, it was written on the pyramid walls. Hieroglyphically carved. For the Greeks and the Romans, it was meant to be God. But then it went from woolly hair feet, the color of bronze, to this Caucasian version, blue-eyed and blonde. Don't know what side you on. They say it's God versus the devil, but I say the mind control, the hell in your heaven. Supreme mathematics, I be the number 7. Salvation ain't in the sky, it ain't in the reverend. It's ingrained in your essence, written in your DNA records. It's your ancestors.
That's freeing me, getting me where I need to be. Not talking about deities, but something we can see. Like my swag when I'm on top of my beers, and when I talk with my kids, and when I walk with the spirit of the ancestors. I know that I'm blessed cause I come from the best. It's my honor and my armor so nobody can test. And I learned from my mistakes so I had no regrets. Yeah, you looking at the G-O-D right here in the flesh.
As we come to the circle and we say Ashe, and we pour libation giving thanks and praise. The original way ain't nothing man-made. Ghetto gospel with a little T-Pain.
Magicians on the microphone make you wanna run and join the circus, leave your wife at home. Pardon if I sound a little cryptic, I'm an anglophone. Maybe you would understand me better on my cyberphone. Monica is Sarah, call me superhero Priya. You can find me posted up beside my rockin' Riyadh. Underneath the weeping willows, reading books by Diop. Increase the brain activity, cause they nothing for free. They asking for a fiat, soldier tanks for fiat. Taking awesome Bibles while shitting on the Sharia. How you see that? Leaders greasing paws with dirty bonds while the people waiting patiently, singing new nation songs. Toss and turn at midnight, sometimes kick the covers off me. My conscience roaring loud, but my heart is still beating softly. You speak too much about it, even friends be getting saucy. Cause the radio don't whet their appetite for plastic Barbies. I am sorry, that is divine agenda by far. If you cut me, the incision will be leaving the scar. I am flesh, light, and spirit with the heart of a star. No relation to Badoopa, yes I am a kaba. And I'm spinning, spinning. Yeah, yeah, I'm spinning, spinning. I bend your mind backwards like a gymnast. Dominique Dawes on the bars, you remember. Speeding through the tunnel on warp speed. Thought siege, germinate inside your mind's fertile garden splendor. I used to wonder how the wolf got on the sheep's attire, but now I know it's easy to succumb to pretty liars. Smile, smart, dress it up, take a fancy picture. You know that they ain't fastin' up, they fasten up their zippers. And they threw away the key so you can see that they're the tricksters. A Nazi, the spider said there is, but no they isn't. Pretty, prison, keep you in the trappings. Scientists creating clones, homes, gene mapping. Happy, nappy, run and tell your pappy. Sign it, seal it, deliver it in the bubble wrapping. This the real supersonic black power movement. You staring at the fence, but which side are you really choosing? Better do it before they do it, and there ain't nothing nice. Ain't nothing worse than a fella who don't put up a fight. Scabbing knees, cause they taught you how to pray and believe. But they never showed you the rabbit that they had up their sleeve. Get it? The magic men setting up a tragic end. Flash illusions for the gods, turn kings into savages. There you have it, here it is, plain sight in 2020. Supreme team is back for all my people. who fronted.
That's what it is.
Build a Yeah. remembrance of ignorance, so this phrase, tell me who of them will come to be? How many of them are you and me? Dissipation, resolution, consolation, segregation, dispensation, isolation, exploitation, mutilation, mutation, creation, confirmation to the evils of the world, and spending most of life living in future paradise, and spending most of life living in future paradise. They've been looking in their minds for the day that sorrow's lost from sight. They keep telling of the day when the Savior of love will come to stay. Tell me who of them will come to be? How many of them are you and me? Proclamation, a great relation, consolation, integration, verification of revelation, acclamation, world salvation, vibration, simulation, confirmation to peace of the world. They've been spending most of their life living in a pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their life living in a pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their life living in a future paradise. They've been spending most of their life living in a future paradise. We've been spending too much of our life.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We were talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for your rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out here now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations, and ain't just repeating what you heard on the local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. If they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our mind and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feel in the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They're feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if you look at you like you're insane, and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally cornered your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, That's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who's ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, they'll start calling you scarecrow, thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you're suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game. Or worse yet, saying that you really don't know. That's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song she's your African queen, and on the next one she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane, you have got a brain, you haven't gone lame, you have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve, keep the nerve.
Yes, people, you are tuned in to the best show in cyberspace. It is the Don Nicolione Show. It's your girl Nefertiti holding things up on the switchboard. Just letting you know that show will be starting in about 15 minutes, man. It's just one of them days, you know. It's just like that. You know how it is. You got things you got to handle. So Don will be here shortly. Y'all get ready. All right. We'll keep it going. Singing proud. You know, folks, show will be starting soon. You are tuned in to WGAG Radio. It is the Don Nicolione Show, your noon show. Give it to you by the best. So we're just going to keep it going for a little while longer. Y'all stay put. Y'all stay in the cut. Y'all get ready to go, all right? Let's get some of that Prince in there. Let's get some Pop Life in there. One of his best tracks ever made.
We all gotta stay. catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Donna Coleon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, or georgiagossip.com.
WGAG Radio.
Let me get a mic check up in this motherfucker. Y'all already know what time it is. Turn your motherfucking radio up. It's the one and only Don Nicole Young.
So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. Judah, now it's me and my time. It's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I could see your halo. See, that's the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah. Now it's me and my time. It's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I could see your halo. All the girls will come in as long as they understand.
Yeah, I've been doing this shit since I was 18. Can't none of y'all hoes touch this shit. Y'all bitches been hollering 4 years on BTR. Check my resume, bitch. Y'all hoes elementary to this shit. Universal knowledge, done master this motherfucker. Come up to my level.
Oh, materialistic ass. Common desire, stink, ugly ass. Vibrating low on a different level ass, bitch. We can't touch this shit, bitch. The best bitch doing it. That's right. The best bitch doing it for the Kathy News. Put your hands together for the woman of the hour, Dawn Nicoleon.
Yeah, baby. Yep, it is Tuesday, man, November 12th, 2013. Welcome, everybody, to the Don Nicoleon Show. I hope y'all having a Dontastic Tuesday. Lord Jesus, man, it's fall, goddamn it, and all things happen unexpectedly. I got to give a special shout-out to Nefto, playing the music until I get here. Thank you so much, man. Special shout-out to everybody that's in attendance. Big Sav is in the building. What's good with you, Big Sav? John 42. My man, DeBrock Honey Love from Rasha 70. All the guests tuning in live. Antennas. Cedar, I'm a set. Royale is in the building. What's good with you, Cedar? Also, Star Dancer Supreme, my girl. What's good with you? Well-dressed Majest J1. It's cold out there for Rasha. Girl, it feels like 75, 78 degrees outside in Georgia today, man. Special shout-out to all the people that's in the Sunshine City, man. California, I know Neff ain't got to worry about that shit. Florida, all the motherfuckers in them warm, tropical climate environments. I envy you motherfuckers, man. Special shout-out to all my niggas in the after party, Living Soul Journey. My man Ross Hernandez in the building, 25212. I love what's good with you, Jams World. Everybody in this thing, my man Mush Mouse playing that 12 Years of a Slave shit. God damn it, this nigga played 12, what's that shit called, 12 Years of a Slave or some shit? What's good with yourself, got it? How you doing? Pushing his ass kick, mind fucking these people in the after party playing that shit. Anyway, man, special shout out to everybody on the call lines. Man, I'm going to speed it up real fast because I got Nefertiti surviving the game because she ain't going to be here with us throughout the duration of the show. Shout out to Pregnant. She got a fucking doctor's appointment. Ain't that a bitch? Two bitches in my life got a doctor's appointment at the same day at the same goddamn time. This is crazy. So I had to run. I had to leave my little country town and goddamn handle some business before, you know what I'm saying, my two favorite bitches. That's still my heart, though, my niece. She has a doctor's appointment today. And it was crazy as fuck because I was like, God damn, bitches in their doctor's appointment. This is crazy. So I got my two most important bitches outside of my own daughters and my mother and shit, man. I find it, honey. Anyway, let's bring in Nefertiti surviving the game because we got to keep it popping, man, so we can speed this shit up. Don't want to delay her journey to the doctor's office. So let's get it.
Hey,
damn hood. Study G's like these really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey Huey, Malcolm Garvey Huey, Marcel Cody with the Uzi, listening to Fela Kuti. I'm Ogun with the machete, especially if it's deadly. Got the Santos for the Hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind, RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die, I organize everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these.
What's up, Ness? How you doing today, babe?
I'm doing great, Don. How you doing on this day?
Oh, girl, I'm doing my best, man. I know you got somewhere to go, so let's just rush right into the scores. Give me the updates. You know, tell me how Homo's football doing, if you have a chance. That'd be good.
Homo's for football, you know what time it is. You lost by only 3 points this past strong beginning, man. Your player at the end just fucked up. You just fumbled the ball. So as you were leading, bloop, points came off of the board, and you end up losing by 3, but it's here nor there. You still got a couple weeks to get it together. Couple of games were finalized from last night's game. Tampa Bay versus the Dolphins. Yeah, Dolphins team is in disarray. Offensive linemen, literally almost for football on that team, going down. So their team is in disarray. Allowed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the last team with no wins, to pick up their first win of the season as they win last night at a score of 22-19. It beat them. Let me tell you what else is going on in the world of sports. Some of the headlines. Texans have cut, it's been reported that they cut Ed Reed, longtime veteran of the Baltimore Ravens, just coming off of a hip surgery. I guess he's not performing, but I mean, it's more than Ed Reed, but they have released him. The Dwayne Bowe, wide receiver of the Kansas City Chiefs, got arrested for driving fast. Let me tell you something, Dwayne. Don't drive fast when you got a sack in your pocket. Not usually good. You probably want to go to speed rate when you're holding,
they
you know,
be fucking around and forgetting that they got that shit on them like that.
Right. You know, nigga in a hot car, riding fast, and you got a sack in your pocket. Damn, niggas is so reckless. I tell you, so he got arrested last night. Sure you may, Bond. This is during his off week. See, this is what happens. See, this is why football sometimes make these niggas act like the military. This is your only week off. You got one bye week during the damn season, and you get caught with weed on you. Damn. But anyway, that's what's happening there. Jerry Jones vows he will not break up the coaching staff of the struggling, I should say, Dallas Cowboys, even though, you know, they're still in first place in that division. It doesn't make sense to shake up the staff, meaning fire this person, fire that person. So he's standing pat, which he should. And by the way, he says, give Dez the ball. Dez Bryant the ball more, which he should if he wants to be like Megatron. That's what time it is. That's what time it is on that end. Huh? Megatron is Calvin Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Big receiver, 6'5". Nothing but muscles. He can jump out of the building. He is a phenom when it comes to catching balls. He really is. He has really big hands. So, I mean, Don, he is something we really haven't seen since the likes of Randy Moss in football. He's a badass dude. He caught like over 400 receiving yards earlier this year. And so that's what he's, you know, been compared to. So that's what he wants to do, give him the damn ball. All right, I tell you what else is going on. Let me go over to the NBA real quick, give you the rundown. It was 9 games played last night on the NBA docket. Starting off with those Atlanta Hawks at 4-3. They beat the Bobcats 103-94. The Grizzlies lose to the Indiana Pacers, who are 8-0. Watch out for them Pacers, y'all. Paul George, they got a nice fucking squad over there. Let me tell you, they pick up their eighth straight victory, 95-79 over the Grizzlies. Paul George leading the way with 23 points. And I guess that nigga had to get rid of Michelle K because Lance Stevenson is balling. He had 11 rebounds and a 12 assists last night in that ball game. The Spurs get to go to 7-1 as they beat the 76ers 109-85. Magic lose by 15 to the Celtics 120-105. Cavaliers lose to the Chicago Bulls. And my man over there, Derrick Rose, 96-81. Raptors lose by 6 to the Rockets, 110-104. The Nuggets pick up their second win of the year as they beat the non-winning Utah Jazz, 100-81. It's like it's going to be a long season for Utah. Guess they can go back to being Mormons for the time being. You got the Trailblazers beating the Pistons, 109-103, and a two-point victory for the Clippers to get their fifth win over the actually stunning, surprising Timberwolves. They beat them 109-97. Last night's top performers in the NBA, Kevin Love with 23 points, 19 rebounds, and 7 assists. Dwight Baby Huey Howard had 18 points, 24 rebounds, and 2 assists in that double overtime victory. And also from the Timberwolves, some dude, looks like he's from the Czech Republic. I can't pronounce his name. But he had 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 1 assist. All right, so Tiger Woods was playing this week in Turkey. He finished fourth place. I got a lot of stuff, y'all, that I really got to give y'all tomorrow because I'm looking. There's a lot of stories popping off right now that's going on in the damn world of sports. But I'm going to give you a quick one now, starting with the T-Woods. After that hazing video was revealed with your boy Anthony Davis, the T-Wolves, which is the Timberwolves that I was just telling you about in the NBA, says to tell their rookies not to wear the Dora Explorers and SpongeBob backpacks. They've been it was the picture with them taken with it that they had to wear. They make these players wear this for a couple weeks, the newcomers, you know, the pink backpacks and shit. So they got pictures of it on Instagram and everything. So the team hurried up and jumped on and say, take that shit off. Nobody's going to be carrying little girl backpacks as a part of the hazing. Got to give y'all tomorrow, Big Baby Glenn Davis. I'm going to have to give y'all the video of him going off in a hotel lobby after he, I guess he wanted to check in at 4 a.m. and they told him no. So he just tore shit up. Got to definitely tell y'all about that one. And new details. I told y'all about this last year that Sarah Palin liked black dick. Didn't I tell y'all that? Because the Sarah Palin, Miss Conservative, yeah, she likes niggas. Because now that the affair she had with Glenn Rice is finally being revealed in its fullness. She probably got some chocolate in the closet right now, as you speak of it. So there it is. That's your Survivor the Game segment right here on the Don DeColeone Show, WGAG Radio. You know where to get it 5 days a week.
Thank you, Nell. Certainly appreciate your loving, man. That was
yes,
quick because
yes.
Your ass got to go. Damn,
I
know. You got to do it when you got to leave, motherfucker. You do sports fast as fuck. When you got them, ain't got shit to do, nigga. You spend a whole hour on that shit.
I can let take my time and let it marinate. You know, I don't have to do nothing.
We certainly appreciate your love enough, man. Y'all can check Neff out every Friday night at 9 p.m. on WGAG Radio, baby. Neff, man, I hate to see you leave, boo.
Yes. I'll be listening in a while.
So what you going, wait a minute. What you going there for this time?
Man, you know, how you doing? Can I take your blood pressure? Is the baby heart beating? And see you later. That's it. I mean,
oh, my God. Do they reimburse gas money for that stupid shit?
No,
y'all
going to
have a
big-ass
fucking bill.
Shit.
Y'all
going to
have a huge
you know,
bill. You're going to need that Obamacare in a minute.
Oh, hell no. I'm paying my ass out of pocket. Right?
Do y'all pay every time y'all go?
Mm-hmm. We get billed.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay. Rich ass niggas.
How it is.
Rich ass fucking niggas and shit.
That's
what's up, shit. Biggest all the rich niggas like Neff and her nigga and shit.
Well, shit. Hey, you work to pay the, you know, this shit, it is what it is. Let me get on out of here. You don't be listening.
My son said you're having twins, nigga. Never have no goddamn twins.
Marquin, that's my husband, baby daddy. Tell Marquin what's up. So let me get on out of here. You know I'm listening while I'm riding.
My son is like 2 years old.
No, he's not.
Shit,
he's aiming like
20-something. 2 years old. Nigga live with his mama, you're a pedophile. Any nigga live with his mama, you're a fucking pedophile. New rule, bitches. New rule to all you WGAG radio bitches. If your nigga live with your mama, his mama, you a pedophile. That's the new rule, goddammit. That's the new fuck. You a pedophiliac.
Oh, shit. I guess he is, too. He's 22. No, that's more.
They live with his mama. Neff is a pedophile. I'm talking about that's her other baby daddy. Shit. All right, Neff, go and enjoy your day. Be safe.
All right.
Give us a heads up. Let us know as everything work out.
Absolutely.
Good seed to you and the baby. Take care of you both with each other. Because that's
all you got.
You and the little gremlin inside, so.
Yes, I got to get the other little gremlins up.
All y'all got is each other.
CSB, we all we got. But I'll be listening in, and I'll check with y'all this evening for sure. You know,
all right, looking forward to it. Thank you again for sports. Thank you, Neff, for holding it up for the show. 2 days in a row for a distracting motherfucker like myself. Thank you.
All right.
Every time I call Babylon, when I call Babylon, this is outside the show, and I call Babylon,
uh-huh.
And I say, Babylon, what you doing? Babylon will say, man, some stupid shit.
I feel him on that one. This is definitely some stupid shit right now. You know what I'm saying? So I understand. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's all good, Neff. Be safe, man. I got something for Nick Cannon, though. This is interesting because Mush played that little slave movie last night or yesterday in the after party, man. Nick Cannon slams white Hollywood for making too many slaves movies to scare blacks. Nick Cannon is pissed about it. He needs to slap Mush Mouse in the fucking face. If you've been paying close attention to the latest movies centered around black characters for the last few years, you can probably notice a trend. The increasing popularity of slave movies as well as films centered around blacks being maids and butlers is pretty hard to ignore. And although these movies keep finding a way to the big screen to a point of redundancy, they seem to instantly garner critical acclaim and Oscar buzz, of course. That's the only time, I got you, baby. That's the only time niggas gonna make it to the Oscar if they play some of them damn slave nigga roles. Apparently, though, Nick Cannon has noticed the trend, too, because he recently took to his Twitter account to slam slave movies. And with all the Oscar buzz currently surrounding the hit film 12 Years a Slave, yeah, that's that bullshit Mush play last night, 12 Years a Slave, and the recent confirmation that Roots will be remade. They're going to remake Roots, y'all. His timing surely can't be a coincidence. This is what Nick Cannon said. It said he's disturbed by white Hollywood depiction of blacks and wants to make a different type of film based on the lives of our ancestors. This is what Nick Cannon said in his Twitter. They don't want us to get comfortable. That's one thing he tweeted. They don't want us to get comfortable, goddammit. He also said, I think they keep making them because they want to keep black folks on edge. And then he says, if I see another damn slave movie, god damn! That what he say, okay? That what he say. Let me see what else he got on his little Twitter page and shit. He says, new Hollywood trend, black king and queen film starring black people. That's his other tweet. He says, and another one, I'm about to drive to my office right now and start the development. Holla at your girl, Nick. We can get it popping for you, okay? Because I'm sure you're a little stuck somewhere in between black people are slaves and black people are rappers. I can help your little motherfucking ass. Let the brain trust set it in motion for you. Holler at your girl, WGAGRadio@gmail.com. Nick Cannon movie. Put that in there, bitch. And we'll help you out, honey. I got a whole skit already written, Nick. Got a whole goddamn playwright already in the making. Look at Doc McCannon. Nick Cannon married the half-white singing chick. Oh, my God. She Doc said Nick Cannon married a half-white singing chick. Okay, the next tweet, he said, I would love to see a film about Akhenaten and his beautiful wife, Queen Nefertiti, or, Sidiweyo, don't know about that one, a king who was a war hero. Well, you better stop tweeting that shit, because Mr. White Man, a damn show put Brad Pitt as Sita Waiyo and put goddamn Angela Jolie as Nefertiti and make Matt Damon Uncle Nothing. Can't tell this motherfucker. He's just going on. He got like pages of tweet on this shit. Why don't they make movies about our African kings and queens? Question. That's what he asked. Then he says, all this time, because back to back, he just won't stop. He said, they called this lady a slave. I call her my grandmother's grandmother. He also says, yeah, we know about Obama, but don't forget about Toby. He also says, they don't want us to get comfortable. I think they keep it, okay, they keep making them because, you know, black folks already read that. Okay, and that's your Nick Cannon rant on 12 years a slave. Goddamn, big ups to Nick Cannon, man. I guess it does something to a black man's man. It do something to the black man's, to certain particular black man's manhoods and shit. You know what I'm saying? But Mush enjoyed every bit of the damn 12-year slave. Even ended up getting J1 liking the damn movie. The whole time J1 cussing his ass out in the after party. Take that shit down. Turn that shit off. Next thing you know, J1 say, whatever happened to the other slave that was there with the little red shirt on? Oh, they got him too? Oh, they killed him. Okay, this is pretty good, Mush. All I wanted to see was Brad Pitt and that motherfucker, sexy motherfucker. I like Brad Pitt, goddamn. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to lose my black card. Can't none of you niggas take it away from me. Can't none of you niggas take my black card away. I like Brad Pitt. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I like him. I like me some Brad Pitt. I just want to see that nigga show up one time. I want to see what he looked like in the 1800s, 1600s. When was slavery again? They say 1600s. When was slavery? In the 1600s, right? That's what they say, right? I think 400 years ago. Yep, that's about right, 1600. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see what that nigga looked like. Something like that, J1. I like Brad Pitt. Fuck what you heard, goddammit. What's good with you, Activated All Mac in the building? Shit, that's my nigga there. All right, now pass the mic, baby. I got to drop it. This is what we do around this thing. Now I'm about to go to the damn doctor on the nigga, man. All right, so y'all tell me, please, anybody tell me that y'all, I know I hate being by myself around this motherfucker, but tell me, has anybody seen Atlanta Housewives the other day? Anybody seen that shit? I think come on Sundays. What's the day, Monday, Tuesday? So y'all know I'm late watching it. Nobody, oh, fuck, man, I hate the fact that I ain't got nobody to talk to about Atlanta Housewives. It sucks. Damn. Shit. I should have fast-forwarded to a powerful fucking part in that motherfucker about Candy and her mama. Oh, shit. Cedar, you seen it? Yes, I got somebody that saw Atlanta Housewives. Cedar, you saw it. Now, you are a mother, honey. You have children Candy age, right? Probably grandbabies Candy age now, right? You only, okay, thank you, Jay Iller. You only know when I tell you, man, there's a part. Okay, I just want to hear your thoughts on it, Sita, on that whole scene with Candy's mama, Mama Joyce, and Candy about that nigga Todd. You know what I'm saying? About that nigga Todd. Oh, my God, I just wish there was more people that saw it. I hate to talk about shows on this show, but God damn, that's a strong part right there. They was back-to-back. For those that didn't see it, I actually had it queued up. But unfortunately, I had to restart my computer. So y'all ain't going to be able to see it. Okay, Charm, did you see it? She said Candy is in La La Land. Y'all got to tell me, what do y'all think about Mama Joyce just telling her exactly how she feel about the man that Candy wants to marry? Todd. Okay, Cedar says Mama knows best. She needs to at least listen to her for a minute. Now, who needs to listen to her for a minute? Candy needs to listen to her mama for a minute, or her mama needs to listen to Candy for a minute? Which one, Cedar? Which one was you talking about? And that's what I want to know real quick. Oh, man. Boy, I don't think niggas is fucking women in the cootie wooty. I think they fucking bitches in the ear, because these hoes can't hear shit. They can't hear nothing. They ear fucking these women, man, I'm telling you. They can't hear shit. They cannot hear nothing. A nigga is fucking them in their ear, I'm telling you, because I'm trying to figure out how you don't understand, how you can't hear a goddamn thing. What's good with your Kimbo Sam guns? What's happening? So I think they ear fucking them, because ain't no way in hell, bitch, you should be that damn deaf. I don't like Todd. I don't like him. It would have been okay if they were just doing some dating shit. You know what I'm saying? If they were just dating like some goddamn Oprah and fucking Stedman. Okay, thank you, MD. Y'all coming out the closet now. Appreciate y'all selling me. Y'all watch this shit. Math MD, tell me what you think about the whole scene. Let me get the little clip for y'all, man. I'm going to get the clip for y'all. For y'all that just have no idea what we're talking about here. This is when mother have to tell the daughter that the nigga you with ain't shit and don't marry the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit, is that season 6, goddammit? Let me see, season 6. I hope they have it. Season 6. I don't even know how to spell the bitch name. It's Candy spelled with the Candy and her mom. Let me see if I can get a clip from it. Nope. They ain't finna get no bitch. No, they ain't finna give me. Ain't no clip on this bitch. Where is Vita when you need it? When you need her. Okay, I'm going to have to go the other route. I'm going to get the clip, goddammit. I'm going to get the clip. And the clip, it was so fucking intense, man. I felt kind of bad for Candy the way her mom was going in, though. But I ain't gonna lie, man. My mom went in like that to me when I was like 15, 16 years old. You know what I'm saying? And so it's kind of hard to hear when, you know, you got a dick in your ear. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna front. Candy got a dick in her ear. All in favor that Candy got a dick in her ear and that's why she can't hear her fucking mom? She got a dick in her ear. She also said, is that the clip, Star Dancer? Are they going to give me a clip? Is that a clip of the whole conversation? Please tell me that's a clip. Because I damn sure don't. Nigga, I'm giving my opinion. How you going to drop that man that dressed like women opinion? This man needs to shut the fuck up, especially fags. Shut the fuck up. All in favor that Candy got a dick in her fucking ear, push one. She can't hear her mama. The dick in her fucking ear, yo. She can't hear. 317, come on in. 317-964, give me a mic check.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to push one.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, I'll take you back off. It's fine. Thanks. I'll mute you and then just push one again. Your call will drop. Okay? It won't hang up, but, you know, you'll drop off the line. Enjoy the show. All right, let's see what we got going on around this thing. All right, technically, my mama told me the same shit, but mind you, I was 15. You know, nigga ain't shit, woot the woot, and I'm a broke bitch. But her mother said to her, for everybody that's listening, when your mother say that your daughter don't like the motherfucker, what do you do? When your mother say your daughter has a problem with him, don't like him, what the fuck do you do? That's some hard-ass shit, right? Candy to basically said, you know, behind the scenes in the little closet, oh, well, my daughter has a mind of her own, that type of shit. But when your daughter say, and remember those pictures, man, this nigga dick was in up on a butt on that fucking jet ski, and I still got a problem with that shit. I ain't gonna never forget this nigga dick was on a butt. He on a jet ski with her fucking ass, her daughter. Y'all remember that shit? You know, I don't forget goddamn nothing. This was like during the summertime. This was during the summertime. Those pics came out. Yeah, she took the picture. Candy so fucking dumb, so fucking blind. So the dick in her fucking eye, too. The dick in her eye and her fucking ear. Because she can't fucking see and she can't fucking hear. He's fucking her in the eye. I'm telling you, bitches, make sure the nigga don't fuck you in your eyes and your ears. That's important because you goddamn that spell gets stronger when you can't see and you can't hear. But, too, he took a picture. I wish we could find that damn picture. It was, she's on the back of the jet ski behind her daughter, and he's leaned up on her ass, yo, on the fucking jet ski. He's leaned up on it. See, I got a problem with sick fucks like that. Candy can't see it. And if I'm not mistaken, I think she came out with a comment talking about some goddamn, y'all niggas is sick. Y'all motherfuckers sick. Y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying, always take shit out of goddamn, whatever. It's genuine. You know what I'm saying? I don't see nothing sick about it. It was some shit like that. I do. I fucking see some shit like that. Nigga, I saw Prince and Apollonia on the back of a fucking motorcycle. Now, that's it. That's the end of that. That was the end of that. He slapped shit out of her afterwards. Mm-mm. I know what the fuck. Ain't no goddamn nigga need to be on no back of no little girl, no fucking little jet ski motherfucking cycle leaned up on her ass and shit. She can't see, and she can't fucking hear. The nigga's fucking her in her ear, and he's fucking her in her eyes. I'm telling you. She can't see it. But what do you do, y'all, when your mother tell you your children don't even like the motherfucker? I wonder how many women or brothers have been in a situation like that, because I know it's a lot of single brothers, or not single brothers, but brothers with children who say, Dad, I don't like that bitch. I don't like her. I do not fucking like her. There it is. MathMD just dropped the link of the jet ski. There's another, you see that shit? There's another angle of this shit, though. You should see the other angle. There's another angle of this picture. That's a little too close. Warrior, I'm doing a show, y'all. Come on now. See that? Is something wrong with this?
Yes.
Is something wrong with this picture, Warrior?
Yeah, I think so it is. I think it is.
Something wrong with that, ain't it? That's too, you see that shit? Let me give y'all the link in the after party. Yeah, that is too fucking close. God damn it. Yeah, you see that shit? That's the link. And see, my babies, even Warrior said, yeah, that is too fucking close. See, my children know about that shit. And that now my question is, do you think that's probably why her daughter don't like that motherfucker, because she knows he a little fresh-ass nigga? He's fresh with her. And she know that shit. Something ain't right. She felt something on her butt. She know what the fuck that shit is. Candy about to lose everything she fuck with this goddamn nigga. She about to lose it all. Her mama says, girl, what she say? This motherfucking nigga, she said, he's eating off you. That's my part right now. She said, this nigga is eating off you. Oh, my God. Look, go back to the black book. Remember he said that women were in power, but they gave it away? They gave it away? Now, you can tell just a little bit of power. Well, I ain't going to say Candy got it, but let's assume she has power. So you can see how easily it's going to be given away to the man. I'm telling y'all, it's impossible. It's impossible. Look at that shit. She don't need to give that nigga nothing. She don't need to give it to him. And if I'm not mistaken, he doesn't want to sign a prenup, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. He don't want to sign a prenup. And he's eating off her. And, yeah, Candy, honey, whatever you do, don't marry the nigga. And she says, this is your house, bitch. He in your fucking house. And Candy was like, this is our house, mama. This is our house. This bitch delusional. She believes it's her house. It's our house. It's everybody goddamn house. Girl, poor thing. Candy got a serious problem when it comes to dick. She likes to put it in her ear. She's sick. I hope Candy get better, though. I hope she get better. She got to realize that 2013, niggas cannot be trusted. I'm sorry. 2013, niggas cannot be trusted. Is this it? Is this a clip? Is this a clip? Oh, my God. Somebody done dropped the clip. I'm going to let y'all hear this shit. Thank you, Cedar. I hate fucking going on Bravo, though. Bravo sucks, cock. Okay, the after party, y'all going to hear a brief pause, okay, on the show, okay? Give me 1 second. And then I'll turn it back on. Y'all just got to give me a minute. Girl, all right, here we go. Oh, fucking Sprint commercial. Hold on a minute. Don't tell nobody I'm playing this bullshit. Give me 1 second. Okay, Two says that she suffers from low self-esteem. I don't think it's low self-esteem. You think it's low self-esteem, too? This part of mind control is the part of it that nobody talks about. Candy is an escort. Oh, my God, stop. All right, here we go. I wanted to hear the whole goddamn shit. Uh-oh, I fucked up. I should have never touched the button. See what happens?
I'm right. You know what I told me?
Oh, Lord.
You better talk with her about her opinion.
Okay, Mama.
She don't want to say nothing to make you unhappy, but she do not really like Todd. She said, just say hey to him, and then don't pay him no attention, because that's what I do. Now, that's a 10-year-old talking.
Well, you know what? She can say whatever she wants to say to you, but we have a good time together.
Okay, now, I rewind that back, if y'all listening. Her mom said, your daughter's told me. Matter of fact, let me rewind that shit back so I can get this shit right. Here we go.
Like, once you start thinking a certain way, it's nothing anybody can say.
You know what I told me?
Oh, Lord.
You better talk with her about her opinion.
Okay, Mama.
She don't want to say nothing to make you unhappy, but she do not really like Todd. She said, just say hey to him, and then don't pay him no attention, because that's what I do. Now, that's a 10-year-old talking.
Well, you know what? She can say whatever she wants to say to you, but we have a good time together with the three of us. If she really didn't like him like that, please understand, she would say it.
Riley has a mind of her own, but my mom had the tendency of talking about Todd and saying negative things about Todd in front of Riley. And I think that's unfair.
Hey, I just want him to be able to provide for you. You know, I feel like Todd should have went out and bought a real ring.
Hold on. Are you trying to diss my ring? I'm not dissing
that
ring.
That is not cool.
Because this is the ring that I wanted. He got me what I wanted.
I know.
He did not just go out and pick a random ring. This is the one that I asked for. When I saw this ring in the case,
well,
I didn't even know how much it
was. I know.
I loved it. He got me what I wanted.
I know you don't like jewelry.
It's
so it doesn't matter.
I'm not like you.
I don't care about the biggest diamond.
That's not what I like. You got to let me have what I like.
I know.
So why would you get something that I love? I don't know why you be trying to play him like he's just some baby.
That's because you are not married to him yet. You do not know the man. He is not the person you are. Don't say for 1 minute he's the person you are. I know you want to choke me right now.
I like the beginning of the argument. I wish we could get that one. The Brock says she should give her mom all her money for trust. The Brock, you're fucking crazy. Candy is sprung, Star Dancer says. But that's a very intense moment right there. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the last nigga, you know, of course, you know, may he not rest in peace. Yes, absolutely. I never liked this motherfucking ass. And it's the same shit with him that her mom is trying to show her about Todd. Now, I don't know Todd, but I just know that how wrong am I? Give me a minute. They can't hear shit. Okay, wait. I believe this. And I notice I say belief. No, fuck that. I don't believe this. I know this. anytime, and it's kind of sound biased like a motherfucker because men, you know, come up into a world, they come into wealth and all this money or whatever or some type of, you know, financial status that is above middle class. And, you know, they're a provider. And so I'm big on providing. I'm big on that. I don't give a fuck if I made a gazillion fucking dollars, but I'm big on a provider. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why I'm big on that shit. And even if my nigga made a lot of fucking money, and I was a bitch that sat on the couch, I think he should drop me too. So I think that, you know, it should be very evenly yoked. And, you know, Candy about 30 million. She about worth 30 million or whatever like that, you feel me? Todd ain't worth about shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how that shit gonna work, but let me just put this on record, then I'm gonna take a call. I just want to say that when a woman has made it on her own, made it meaning to a point where she's in millionaire status, she can take care of her mom and her daughter or just herself if she's single, she have no business fucking with a nigga less than her, period. Less than her. She has no fucking business fucking with a nigga less than her. And I fucking mean that shit. He's going to take her fucking ass down. Let me bring in the one and only Fireliners to the show. Give me a mic check, Fireliners. Fireliners, can I get a mic check? Fireliners.
Mic check, peace.
Yes. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear your voice.
I just want to help you because I did watch the episode. It was sad. It was very sad to me.
Mm-hmm. Why was it sad?
Because I see this man about to get in between Candy and her mother. And they have a relationship that is obviously very close. And, you know, sometimes when the mother sees something in the man that the daughter doesn't see, the man can alienate the mother from her.
Mm.
And I think that's what he's going to try and do.
Yeah, because I think he made mention that her mom in the way, ain't it? Then he makes some mention like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And the mother sees it because why else would the mother say, if anything happens to you, I don't want him coming over here telling me how I got to live my life and putting me out of this house. That tells you it's some deeper shit going on besides what we see on camera.
Yes.
And yeah. When your children tell their grandmother they don't like a man, that's when you automatically, that's the end of your relationship with him.
Right.
Because your children see shit you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Your children have not been, they have not been programmed to mask their feelings yet.
Wow. But it seems like she ain't telling her mom, though. Riley is not telling Candy. She's telling it to her grandmother.
She told her last season. She told her last
season. Oh, that's right. She said she ain't like that nigga, didn't she?
She said, I don't like him. Why is it you just met him and he's moving in the house?
Damn sure fucking did. He moving all up in my shit.
I don't know what 2-year relationship is coming from. She just bullshitting because they ain't been together for no 2 years.
Yeah. You don't want her to marry the nigga, do you? You know that nigga ain't shit, don't you, Fireline?
Yeah. And her mom said, you know, are you going to get a prenup? And Candy is so, here's what I think about Candy. Candy is an extremely powerful businesswoman, but she doesn't understand that she has to mail business into her personal life, that a relationship with him is a business agreement as well. And so she's going to bend over backwards in order to prove that she is a woman with him, knowing that whatever amount of money he's bringing to the table is simply a token. And so, therefore, she will not, she feels uncomfortable asking for a prenup, whereas Nene didn't have a problem with a nigga she already been married to telling him, I'm only going to marry you if you sign this prenup, because she already understands what could happen in case that this shit don't work, okay? But I don't see Candy having that frame of mind, Candy having to get hurt before she gets, and she is a powerfully branded entity. This nigga literally could walk away with half of everything she's already built.
Absolutely. Oh, did you hear when her mom was like, she was like, something about a prenup, and her mom said some shit like, well, you know how that shit, how the wording be. My lifestyle has been like this inside, even inside the prenup. She's basically telling that nigga, don't marry. She's basically telling Candy, don't even marry this motherfucker and
yes,
fuck a prenup. Don't even marry this nigga, because he going
to
still get your ass.
And her mother is exactly right. You have to keep me in the lifestyle that I have been accustomed to.
Absolutely.
And so my daughter looked at me and said, do men get spousal support? And I said, they damn sure do. Because the first thing do is they're going to require that all of your income taxes be turned over and all of their income taxes are turned over, and then the judge will see that without your income he could not have kept up this lifestyle. So therefore you will be required to keep him in that lifestyle until he gets some produces that type of money. So they'll put a 5-year, 10-year stipulation on it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't trust this nigga. He gonna take her for her money, and then he gonna get with some goddamn tranny motherfucker. He gonna get with some fucking fag and shit. Candy actually wants to blame Wendy Williams' show about the issue with her and her mom dealing with Todd. That's what she wants to blame. Basically, she says, I can tell you when it started. Last year, when Wendy Williams was commenting on our show every week, and she was like, Todd, an opportunist. I think he's an opportunist. Next thing I know, my mama comes back and is like, Wendy said that he was an opportunist. So Candy also says that she is planning to marry this motherfucker in Mexico. Claimed that they actually wedded 2 weeks ago in Mexico. She went to Mexico. But anyway, she also says, I haven't decided yet if I want something that's small and just as what is it? If you want to do something, we would just stop. It's like, okay, do I really want to have a wedding and my mom may not show up, or if she does show up, she's going to be mean and negative? You know, you don't want the bad energy either. Candy also says, it's certainly sad to see Joyce so against her. Hold up, she's, hold up, they say it this way. So Candy says, I just love everything about him. He's very smart, Candy says. He's very intelligent. He's a leader. He's not the type that's going to try and tell me what to do, but he's great at helping guide me in a way. And I think that I need a man that's just as strong so he can deal with me because I can be a little strong. That's her comment. But she wants to say, she said her mama used the whole, he's an opportunity because she heard Wendy say that shit. But that was a good time to come out with that shit. Oh, you remember what she said? Her mama said, like you told me, you know what I'm saying, talk to streets, talk to the people in the streets because they know everything. Her mama said, you know, you told me to talk to motherfuckers in the streets because they know everything, and that's how the fucking whole shit started. Niggas in the goddamn street know that nigga. They saying this motherfuckers in the street know that nigga Todd, and they know that nigga ain't shit. Damn, Candy. Goddamn, keep the nigga, but don't marry this motherfucker. Use him as a boy toy. Goddamn, I don't understand why women get in this goddamn a little position of money, a little power, a little business, but how come they can't think like a man? Niggas use bitches as toys when they, niggas, not niggas like nigga niggas, like dark skinned niggas. Niggas like in businessmen and niggas. But they know how to use a bitch like a fucking toy and shit. Just use that motherfucker. Goddamn. Boyfriend, girlfriend, that nigga or some shit. But don't marry this motherfucker. I hope she didn't marry this nigga. Yo, that's ugly. Mm-mm. Yeah, she should use him as a toy tester. That's what MD said. I just, man, goddamn, bitches need to think like a nigga, honey, because in order to make this much money, start off making money and being in the business, it takes a man mentality for some fucking reason. So when you meet a nigga as a woman, you meet some man, honey, you got to treat that nigga like your side piece. I'm telling you. You got to treat, MD, write it down, treat a nigga like your side piece. You got to treat these niggas like side pieces, boo. That's what she got to learn, to see this nigga as like a side piece, not like a fucking husband. You don't want this nigga to be your fucking husband. Girl, you want this nigga to be your side piece. You know what I'm saying? Let him be your maid at home. When you come home, this nigga there. But don't marry this motherfucker. Oh, my God. Where's Oprah when you need her? Where the fuck is Oprah? I bet Oprah's in heaven looking down at these bitches, shaking her goddamn head. Oprah is disgusted. She gotta be. You heard me, Kimbo. Oprah in heaven looking down at a motherfucker saying, look at these dumb ass bitches. Still don't get it. I done paved the way. I done set footprints in the fucking sand, show these hoes how to do this shit. Look at these bitches walking backwards. Walking goddamn backwards. This bitch done set the bar. She done told us how to do this shit, Kimbo. She told us, didn't it? Then Oprah tell us, showed us how to, she ain't tell us, she showed us how to do that shit. She showed us. You can keep that nigga. Keep that nigga. Keep him. That's it. Don't make that, don't let that nigga turn, and don't you become no man's fucking wife. Who the fuck wants that shit? God damn. Oprah in heaven. Shit. Oprah is in heaven looking down, disgusted. Oh, well. Moving right along from that. So anyway, Vaughn Sue says that his girlfriend Trina that came on Neff's show that night hates the Don and Coleon show, or maybe WGAG Radio. Vaughn, which one is it? She doesn't like my show, or she doesn't like WGAG Radio, Neff and everybody else's shit, hot damn politics. She just, what is it? I told you, Vaughn, make sure you tell your wife or your wife-to-be or your girl to move in, be, make sure you tell her to join the party. It's a whole bunch of bitches don't like the goddamn show. So, you know, we gotta ask Bourne about this live antennas. I know he hear me and shit. She liked the show last week. Yes, she was actually on the show. Shit, she called in and Bon and, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, there's some fakery. Look at two. But the thing about it is that, you know, it's so hard for black women to come together, I tell you, especially, it's so difficult. It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard to come together. It's so hard. You know what I'm saying? This is a radio show. It's so fucking hard. Aunt's wife don't like it. Bon Sue don't like it. Goddamn. All Babylon baby mamas don't like it. Who the fuck else wife or baby mama don't like the goddamn show? Girlfriend, mate, whatever you want to call it. It's some interesting shit. You just be like, what the fuck do we do? We just, all we doing is just motherfucking doing radio. Like, what the fuck are we doing? I'll tell you what the fuck we doing. Y'all really want to know what it is? Men, I think y'all fell in love with Don Nicole. That's what it is. Y'all fell in love with Don. Be honest. Come on. Tell the truth. Y'all fell in love. Y'all motherfuckers glued to the fucking computer or to the goddamn phone, and your bitch walks in the damn room butt naked and you still don't see the hoe between 12 or 9 o'clock at night, depending on what show come on and shit. That's what the fuck's going on, right? That's true. Look at Calvin. Yep. Well-dressed, laughing, big staff laughing, y'all, because y'all niggas married, too. That's what the fuck it is, right? The bitch walk around trying to get your attention, and y'all motherfuckers on this goddamn computer and shit. Y'all on this fucking computer or on the goddamn phone listening and shit to a bunch of motherfuckers, and they not like that shit. They not like it. Well, now we got to figure out how can we help the situation. How can we help it? Okay, Aunt said, hell, his wife don't even like the Man of the Hour show, and that's a goddamn recording. And that's a goddamn recording. Calvin said he don't like the Man of the Hour show either. I know you don't, Calvin. Shit. It's all good, though. Now we got to figure out how can we make this thing work, you know what I'm saying? This is your radio speaking back to you. Hello, how can we make it work? What I'm talking about, Bon introduced us to his new girl on the show, Jay Illa. Bon Sue, you know my nigga Mace. You know my nigga Mace. Well, she finally had a nervous breakdown, started throwing plates and all that shit at his ass. And of course, it was because of this, because of the Don DeColeon show or WGAG radio. I don't know which one it is. I could pinpoint it. More than likely, it's probably Don DeColeon show. God damn it. More than likely, it's probably Don DeColeon show. I swear to God, I bet I can bet a penny on it, and I bet you I'm right. It's Don's show. But I don't know what the fuck it is. So we got to figure out what we're going to do about that shit. Because I like Trina. I like her. I like Trina. But then again, she a Philly bitch. So, you know, you can't really trust them Philly hoes. You can't really trust them Philly bitches. You know what I'm saying? She was Philadelphia and shit, brotherly love and shit. You just can't. You just don't know. You know, you just don't know which way how to come at them. They're a little cuckoo, them Philadelphia broads. No offense for any females that's in Philadelphia. Listen to the Don DeColeon show. I'm talking about one. So, Blatant and Justin said, "Damn, Blatant, the whole town don't like you listening to this show. God damn." Man, this is no different than Love and Hip Hop. This is no different than Atlanta Housewives, man. This is no fucking different. I'm telling you. Okay, they say the cursing is disrespectful. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, tell them that's what it is. Ain't nothing we can do about that. I keep trying to tell Babylon and Fireline is enough, and all the callers keep their cussing down at a minimum and shit, but they, for some goddamn reason, they just won't stop fucking cussing. I've been asking Babylon, yo, tone it down, man. Tone it down. Neff, tone it down. But for some fucking reason, it's real nigga radio, shout it.
Real nigga radio.
hey, this is what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? They won't stop cussing, cause I keep trying to tell them that shit. Come on, man, let's have some, you know, let's pretend. They won't pretend. They won't act, you know what I'm saying? So, fuck it. That's just what it is. So, but I think that was also an issue that Bowen White said, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, she just don't like the cussing. That'd be some interesting shit, right? How a person don't like the cussing, but, you know, they'll goddamn watch a whole Kevin Hart stand up, won't they? They'll watch a Kevin Hart stand up. They watch all that shit, all that nigga shit. They fucking whole family grew up watching or listening to, what's that nigga named, Richard Pryor and fucking Red Fox and Eddie Murphy, and all of a sudden we just pop up, and it's just as if this is the first time they ever heard some shit. Like, oh, my God, what the hell is this? Come on, man, that's what the fuck we do. That's what the fuck we do. We're not on. We don't, look at the back of our necks. It doesn't say made by white man, honey. A Jew doesn't run this station. Come on now. Jews, you know what I'm talking about? A Jew don't run this station around this motherfucker. This our shit. This our shit. This what the fuck we do around this motherfucker. It's our shit. God damn it. The fuck? I bet you listen to rap music and shit. I bet you they all do. I bet they listen to 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne. I bet you they like that shit. I noticed that when a motherfucker in the bed, them people that don't like their cussing and shit, I bet you when they in the bed, they be like, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, motherfucker. Yes, yes. Motherfucker. Goddamn. What you call people like that, man? They not hypocrites. I don't like that word, hypocrite. But I bet you that's what the fuck they do. Because all they got there long in the bed, don't they? People cuss. The humans are taught to say the language that we speak every day when they're upset or angry. You notice that? We're not mad. We're not angry. Yeah. So they only use 5 fucking words. Only when they're mad. See, a motherfucker would never know when I'm mad, which is kind of fucked up. Because, like, when I'm mad at Doc, he doesn't know it. You know, if I say, nigga, get the fuck out of my face. This nigga don't even, he wouldn't even say, why, baby, what did I do? This nigga's so used to me saying, get the fuck out of my face. I say it all day, every day. Get the fuck out of my face. 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 So it's kind of difficult. It doesn't really work that good in my relationships because this nigga don't even know when I'm mad. And mind you, I never heard Doc curse, only when he's mad. So when you got a motherfucker that cuss all day, every day, it's difficult to know from the significant other side to know, damn, is my baby upset? Is my girl upset? Is my wife upset? Is my husband upset? So it's kind of difficult because you wouldn't know if they're mad because they cuss every day. Baby! Yeah, boo! Do me a favor, go to the refrigerator and get me a motherfucking glass of water. See, you know what I'm saying? So he doesn't fucking know if I'm mad, angry, if I even say, give me a goddamn glass of water. Now, technically, if I was choking and I never cussed and I say, give me a goddamn glass of water, motherfucker, he would probably run fast to go get me a glass because realize, goddamn, something's wrong with this bitch because she's cussing and she needs a glass of water. So it makes it very difficult when you just use this language all day, every day, and your significant other just don't understand when are you angry, you know? Ain't that some deep shit? I think cussing all day, every day kind of keeps your emotions balanced. Would anybody agree with that? Just think about that for a minute. Let's just think about that. I'll say it again. I think cussing, using the 5 little words that exist, all day, every day, I think it keeps the emotion balanced because nobody really fucking knows if you're really upset. They really don't know. You just have a balanced emotion. And they're right. But you know when a motherfucker's completely emotional, they lost it because they start cussing and cussing and cussing and cussing and cussing and cussing, and then they normally don't cuss. So that's how you know that you don't push their buttons. But how can you push your motherfucking buttons if there is no buttons. You know what I'm saying? See, I don't even have no emotional buttons no more. I mean, shit, I cussed every goddamn day. So how would my enemy know that they got me? How would your enemy know that they got you? That they got you emotionally fucked up? How would they know? Your enemy couldn't even tell. Your enemy can't tell. You know what I'm saying? So who really controls their emotion? A motherfucker that cuss. A motherfucker that cuss. They can control emotions all day long because, goddamn it, they are cussed in public and it ain't no big goddamn thing. Right? Sanana, do you know when I'm mad?
Yeah.
How you can tell when I'm mad?
I can just tell.
But it's not because I'm cussing, though, is it?
No.
Say it louder.
It's not because
it's not because I'm cussing. You see that shit? It's not because I'm cussing. So she has to know from a whole nother way when I'm fucking mad. You see what I'm saying? So goddamn. See, that's a motherfucker that know you. You feel what I'm saying? But now, back to this cussing on the show and shit. I'm telling you, Fireliners, I'm going to tell Neff when she come back from the doctor, and I'm going to tell Babylon, y'all niggas got to keep that cussing down at a minimum.
I don't give a fuck. That shit ain't going to work. So, listen, let me ask you a question. You ever talk to an adult who spells curse words?
Yes.
Okay.
Doc does it. Doc spells it.
That shit sends me over the edge. You are an adult bitch, and you are sitting here spelling S-H-I-T to me. In a conversation. Get the fuck out of here.
As if she going to get her ass beat by somebody, right, for saying it.
I mean, you know, and there's no children around. We're adults. There's nothing but adults. There's nothing but grown-ass people, and you're spelling out words.
Five lines, have you ever cussed in court?
Yes, I have.
And
yeah,
what did the adult people do?
I've been fine. That's
oh,
okay. Absolutely. That is too emotional. We can't have that. And there will be a fine.
Wow. Stardancer said that her teenager's like that. He is so offended by cursing that makes her do it even more. That makes sense to do it all the time, though, especially to somebody who don't like that shit. Let me bring in 757 real quick. Give us a mic check. You on the air?
1-2-1-2.
Oh, my God. Who is this? Mace?
No diggity.
Mace, honey, I was just talking about you.
You was. I was
yes.
just talking about you.
Why your girl don't like the show? Which show she don't like? She don't like none of our shows, or she just don't like Donna Coleon's
show? She won't listen because, you know, every time somebody walk past, you just happen to be cussing or going in on somebody, and I be rolling, and you know what I'm saying? But I be like, yo, you too fucking smart. You too fucking smart to know. Don't fucking do that shit. That's judging people, you know what I'm saying? Killing a goddamn messenger with the fucking message, you know. But you know what? If she's rolling with me, Don, she's gonna have to fall in line sooner or fucking later because you're fucking dope. You're the truth. So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't gonna give up your Janet Jackson.
Hell nah. I fuck with loyalty, Don. You like my messiah. Hey, fucker. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. But anyway.
So,
listen,
you know what? It may not even just be the cussing with her. It just may be the fact that you probably, what you just said, you see me as a messiah. What you see her as? Judas?
Yeah, right. Well, she ain't my, you know, she wasn't my messiah, but it was also one more other thing. When we was on the show last time, and she thought she was trying to figure out the size of my dick. When you was asking questions, so she felt some kind of way because you asked her, is he working with anything? So she took that shit personal. I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Whatever.
She should take it personal, and she should answer my question. She should have said none of your goddamn business, or, you know, it's pretty lengthy size, but, you know.
JoJo. She thought.
Okay, so she took
it
personal, y'all. When I asked her, was Bond working with anything? Well, if she would have told me yes, I mean, then I wouldn't. I've been okay. If she would have said no, then I would have said I'm gonna come down and see for myself, and then I'll go. Either way, she should take the shit personal. I will come down and see for myself. And then I will know. Fuck. So it's been that way in fucking Philadelphia. Damn, black women need to break the spell of goddamn, you know, that dictrine, boo. It's okay. Come on now.
Hey,
I mean, you got a daughter, so surely she's about to jump on your baby mama's pussy because it's your DNA, her DNA is still in you. She have no freaking fucking idea that there is no virgins.
Exactly.
Somebody else done had your nigga, boo. Women need to get over that bullshit.
Right. I don't understand.
That's that abdominal brain, Born. That's
brain. And it's crazy because, you know, I don't vibe with people, you know what I'm saying? So if you vibe with me, you know, you got me on some type of level. So when I see shit like that, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's just a fucked up, what you like, hitting tree. You know what I'm saying? She got to fucking control that shit. Yeah.
Now, do you talk to her like that? Because I've counted. You're like at 52 curse words.
Cussing words, right? Boy, you cuss to her. You be cussing?
Yeah. Well, no. Actually, I have to talk slow and deliberate to her. You know, but if
oh,
I
yeah,
start
talk to her like
mouth,
you're a kindergarten teacher?
Well, I got to talk, well, yeah, because she talks to me like I'm a kindergarten student, so sometimes, so I have to talk to her, you know, with somebody, you know, but yeah, I know.
Okay, so
yeah,
but you don't cuss
I just
in
like
her
cussing
presence.
On your show, though. Yeah, I'm probably, you know, you're fucking dying, what the fuck, all you do is cuss on your show.
Yeah. So
wait a minute.
Can he go to the bathroom, Don?
Say what?
So he has to ask, can he have permission to go to the bathroom?
Do you ask
him
if you go to the bathroom?
See, fire, fire. See, there you go, fire. There you go,
Linus. He talks to you like you a kindergartner. A kindergartner raises their hand and says, can I go to the bathroom?
Not to that point. She wants to make sure that I understand.
Okay,
and
so
I'm
she
like,
know that she know you a slow nigga.
Exactly. I'm a little slow in some areas, but I'm not slow. It's that I'm so fucking fast, I appear to be slow. You know? Like time
I'm
travel.
You dumbing down for her.
Well, I think she feels like she calmed down for me.
Listen.
No, actually, we're just making sure. It's like communication, you know what I'm saying? Making sure that we're communicating. But we don't went too far on this subject, you know what I'm saying? I was calling Don to let her know that my daughter was listening to her for the first time, for the fourth time. Well,
oh,
not the
Lord,
whole
thing. I forgot
I want
your
you to
baby
get my
girl.
Daughter.
She's beautiful, too. She's
thank
beautiful.
You.
When did she listen to the show?
She's in there listening now. She be walking past hearing you like other people sometimes, and you be going in, and I be laughing, and she'll walk past, be laughing, you know what I'm saying? But she done caught some of the wisdom you had shared, and she was attracted to the show. So I was like,
I love your daughter. She looked like that she could be my child. She's beautiful. Yeah,
oh,
I was
you.
Shocked when you sent me a picture. I was like, I don't know, Born, you might need this DNA test because she too pretty to be yours, boo. She too pretty to be your daughter, honey.
I don't think so.
I don't know now. If you can make a daughter that pretty, then I understand why Trina trying to get personal on the ding-a-ling then. Because it look like you make some pretty girls.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't have ugly in my DNA. That's what you mean.
You don't have no what?
Ugly in my DNA.
Well, yeah, I can tell because your daughter is gorgeous. Yeah. That's,
thank you, God.
Do she, do Trina favor your daughter's mother?
Nah.
Why you say it like that?
Because they're like totally different prototypes, different star systems.
Oh, okay. What star system is your baby mama from? If you had
wherever
to guess.
Wherever the Mandu's from.
Nevada somewhere. Well, okay, and what star system, if you had to guess, what Trina's from?
I know she's part, and you know, I would say Anunnaki, Draconian mix, little something else. I don't know.
Okay, Anunnaki, Draconian mix. Okay. And you give her that because of what?
Because her type, you know, what she looks like to me, what I see. Like my mother, my baby mom, she's from South America, and she what you would call like a coolie. Like she got that caramel complexion. She looks like an Indian. Like if you look at her grandfather, whatever, they look like Hindus. And you know that some of the Hindus went down there and settled. So she got that in her, plus you know other things, but. She got more of a mix than, I think she got more of an alien mix than Trina does.
Oh, okay. She's certainly extraterrestrial. Well, I just like, I'm just telling you, your daughter's gorgeous, for the record. You know what I'm saying? I just
Thank
hope
you.
She keeps her beautiness. You know what I'm saying? That G-O-D, that beauty, wisdom, and strength.
Yeah, thank you.
How old is your daughter?
She's 17.
Okay. All right. She in school right now?
Yes, but she doing her stuff online now.
Big up. That's what's up. Okay, so she listened to the show while she's doing her work.
Well, no, we ain't doing no work. We out here in Philly chilling for a second, and we just in the house. And I was catching up on some paperwork and playing your show, you know.
All right, well, I don't want to stop you from catching up on paperwork and everything, but give your daughter my love. Tell Trina no hard feelings. Tell her I apologize if I ask a man that's not married. Ask a woman about a man that's not married, how he hanging down there. Tell her I apologize about that, boo. All
right.
I would never ask a woman if her husband is how he hanging. But as far as I know, y'all motherfuckers met online as far as I can see. Y'all just met on fucking Facebook. So I don't understand how the fuck she got trying to pull a rank like that when y'all motherfuckers. But you know what? That's neither here or there. I'm going to let it go. Y'all met on Facebook, didn't you?
Yeah.
I knew it. Fucking knew it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know that shit ain't going to work. Ask your daughter what
That's
she think about you.
I did.
Ask your daughter what she think about Facebook Trina.
Hey, what you think about Trina, yo? She's all right.
Yep, you know what all right is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She ain't lit up. Ask her what she think about Don. Ask her which one should you wife up, Don or Trina? Ask her what she think about Don.
Yeah, which one? Oh.
What you say?
All right. I'll tell you later.
You ain't going to put it on the air?
Nah.
Go on and tell us. Go on and tell her what you said. Trina might be listening, but we don't care.
No, she just pointed towards the computer. I don't really know what that means.
She said what?
Yeah, she said you.
She said what?
You die, you, man.
See, children knows best. Children knows best. Y'all heard that? We were just talking about that fine line. Children know best. She said, Trina, all right, but shit, Daddy, I would go with Don, motherfucker. Yes, so Trina should be. She should not want you to listen to this goddamn show. She knows it. Shit.
Yeah, wrong.
Children be wanting somebody, you know what I'm saying, somebody for their mom or their dad that, you know what I'm saying, that is best for them as well. When people go into relationships, they don't think about how the relationship would work also with the children. That's what they don't think about. You know what I'm saying? Because the children are going to be in a goddamn relationship, too.
I've been asking her all damn time. She's like, yeah, it's cool. Go ahead.
She don't want to hurt your goddamn feelings. She don't want to hurt your, keyword, feelings, the way you feel. Yeah, she don't want to hurt your goddamn feelings. That's all that shit is.
I keep telling her she won't.
I'm going to tell you, though, man, I ain't like, man, bitch, my daddy was fucking with. My daddy been married to my mama almost 40 years now, but he done had plenty of hoes in between time. I ain't like none of them bitches. And they were so-called Nawabian bitches, too. Them fucking skunks. Can't stand them bitches. You know what I'm saying? Knowing damn well my daddy married. But see, a lot of these motherfucking niggas and shit, they be kicking that Willy Lulu shit to these hoes. I'm talking about these bitches now. I'm talking about these so-called Nawabian, conscious, bald-headed, neck-bone-face-looking-ass bitches. You feel what I'm saying? And they fucking... I already know the game that my daddy done ran to these skunk bunk bitches. He done told them, well, my wife ain't in it. She ain't, you know, she ain't into the mission and she ain't into this shit. So it make these hoes feel like they have an opportunity or a chance, you know what I'm saying, to stay in it with him in regards to, you know what I'm saying, whatever higher studies or spiritual shit that he into and shit. You see what I'm saying? But to me, that's fake as fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's fake as fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's like a wife don't want to be a Christian, but this nigga go to church every day, and he tell a lot of hoes in the church that his wife don't believe in Jesus. See, that's wrong as fuck. That's just to get extra pussy. You see what I'm saying? But these hoes fall for that stupid shit, and I got a problem with that shit. Neck, bone, face, bitch. I can't stand none of them fucking hoes. I don't like them. I don't like them bald headed bitches. I don't like you bitches. I don't like you bald headed, nappy head hoes that wear onks and shit. I can't trust you, bitch, because hoes. Because you know what I'm saying. Because what y'all do, y'all motherfuckers. Especially say, let me tell you something. See, if I had a nigga that was in that country shit, you know what I'm saying. And yeah. I ain't into that country shit. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't into that kind of shit. I ain't got to look like that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to put on no fucking costume. But get what, though? My mama don't either, right? But my daddy be telling them hoes. You know what I'm saying? My wife be wearing wigs and shit. She drank and go party and all this shit. And the little conscious little stupid bitches. Oh, ooh. Oh, my God, really? Oh, she in the world. Oh, she in the image of the bees. And all that fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas know how to fucking goddamn lie, you know, how to make one bitch look bad in front of a bitch that really do look bad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you get that? I said y'all niggas know how to make a bitch look bad in front of a bitch that really do look bad. Is that shit right now? They get on my goddamn nerves and shit. I don't like no nigga talking. Don't you talk bad about your chick, motherfucking my face. Don't you do that shit. I don't fall for that shit, goddamn it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I feel like, that's what I was saying. Y'all ain't right, man. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean? I like Trina, though. I'm just fucking with her because this hoe needs a dose of goddamn pimping to even goddamn, you know, come on back. Get out of la-la land. And then let me tell y'all about Bowen, old slick ass. Y'all watch how slick this nigga. This nigga slick now. Now on Neff's show, let me show you how slick. Watch this shit, y'all chicks. Get a pencil and paper. Remember this shit. On Neff's show, this nigga wants to come in talking about what's the fucking word? What's the damn word I'm looking for? Help me out, Bowen. Sexual magic. Sex magic now. Sex magic now. Okay, on how him and his mate can be one doing the sex force and tapping to the sex force
alchemy.
And shit, right?
Sexual alchemy, sex magic.
Sexual alchemy, okay, whatever you want to call this shit, right? See, exactly, sex magic, Sonara. So he calls in with that shit, right? Trina got damn near. Trina called in too, as if that he don't want to fall pukuda-wooda now.
No, you got it wrong.
Bowen don't want him for the cootie wootie, okay? Bowen is on a higher conscious level when it comes to the sex force. So he wants to bring this part of the sex force into the relationship on how they can be one with each other. I said, this ain't goddamn game.
I put on this show. She ain't calling. I had to put on a three-way because she kept calling while I was on the show. But she didn't even know she was getting on the show. You know what I'm saying? But nah, she ain't all bad. That's why I fuck with it.
I know it ain't, but look at the game, though, because goddamn y'all got to listen to Neff's show, man. This nigga come in on the sex magic shit. And come on now, first of all, I was like, I'm putting this shit on record. Any nigga that's interested in sexual alchemy, he's lying. He's lying to you. He just wants to fuck you. Don't fall for that sex magic shit. He's lying.
First of all, I really fucking treat her. And second of all, you gotta put this on record. We was in the chat room, and Neff was on WGAG. That was the joint. Or when she was texting in, plus she was doing Nefertiti time. So when I saw the WGAG, I thought it was you. And I said, yo, Don, do me a favor. She's like, well, whatever. I was like, y'all should do a show on sexual alchemy. One day. She was like, where? She was like, this ain't gone, it's left. But I'll pass it to her. I was like, cool. And then she was like, we might talk about it tonight. So, no.
I'm just trying to tell y'all sisters, man, that these niggas is running the fucking game on this sex magic shit as if the nigga does not vibrate on a low density level. He wants to pretend, not you, boy, but these niggas want to use these key words, sexual alchemy, tantra, whatever fucking type of shit, just to still get the pussy. At the end of the day, bitches, let me tell you what sex magic really is. It's the art of not even having fucking sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's the art of no penetration at fucking all. So when a nigga is yelling at sex, that sexual alchemy or that sex magic bullshit, and he got a dick in his hand ready to drill you, that's all he fucking want. But really, it's the art of non-penetration.
Now tell him what he do.
Huh?
Tell him what you use it for.
Non-penetration, somehow.
No, what you use it for? What do you use sexual magic for? Alchemy or whatever. What would be the purpose of using it?
I just told you, it has nothing to do with penetration, though.
I know that. I'm saying,
it has nothing to do with your lower sex organs.
I'm saying, what do we use it for? You know what I'm saying? What do we use the magic for? For what?
Fireliners, please tell them again. You ain't in the chat room, is you?
All right.
Fireliner says, mind melding, nigga.
Yeah, how about creating? How about controlling your destiny?
But that has nothing to do with your gender. That has nothing to do with your sexual organs.
We're talking about gender. You don't want going into sex.
When you're talking about creation, honey,
use your sexual alchemy for what its purpose. You know, to manifest what you want in your reality. How you want to manipulate your world, you know, you make it what it is. With the use of these elements and cosmic forces, we make shit what it is.
Right, but you don't have to use your lower sex organs for that.
No, I completely agree with you.
Okay.
That's why I'm just saying we can make love. I can make love to you from right here and you over there in Atlanta, right? Using sexual alchemy, right?
I'm in Arkansas. You'll be fucking one of them niggas in Atlanta. You'll be making love with one of them homos. I'm in Arkansas.
That's what I'm
saying. You'll fuck around and get one of them faggots and be like, ooh, where did that come from? Ooh, I just felt something.
I ain't want no conscious Christ. You hear me? I ain't want them old tech Christian faggot ass conscious.
Yeah, but you can. But yes, you can do it at a distance. Yes, you can do it because it's all mental. Everything is mental.
Yeah.
It's not physical, so you don't have to get physical in order to what they call make love. It's all mental. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of something. I think it was more of a curse on the Nubian seed or the Adamites generation. For us to be completely physical when it comes to sex. And we was not supposed to be physical when it came to sex. And love is not physical. You know what I'm saying? To keep, like, that making love or whatever niggas want to use, you know, make it sound cleaner, like it's all about love when it comes to sex. That's not true. You know what I'm saying? On the lower abdominal. But we were and still should be tapping into mental alchemy when it comes to the sex force, because it's all mental. It's not physical. And you can't do it at a distance. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I got a feeling that a lot, you know, it would make sense why Michael or one of them fucking angels would drop the plague of AIDS. It's supposed to teach us that it's got to be another way to get what we want done. You know what I'm saying? To fulfill whatever type of need or, you know what I'm saying, passion that we feel like we got to have right then and right there. Got to be another way. Sex is like marijuana. The sex force is similar to like marijuana. You're cheating yourself when you're using it on the physical plane. Because, again, your body, you know what I'm saying, your brain has that which gives you the cannabis that your brain secretes, that one of them hormones secretes. And it does the same thing with the sex force as well. That's why it's really all mental. We just can become mental beings and not so far gone on the physical. We'll be able to raise up a hell of a lot better. If I'm not mistaken, the El's Holy Tablet mentioned that, you know what I'm saying, before liberation and all of that shit, we got to have a do-it-yourself plan and something about, you know what I'm saying, before we can come together physically, we have to come together mentally. And I think that what has happened to us as a whole, if I may use us, that it's in every time we come together physically, it doesn't work out. You know what I'm saying? It don't work out. Do you understand what I mean? Like our relationships doesn't work out because our mind is not one. Thus, our body is not going to become one. So we do really need to raise up to becoming mental beings, to do everything mentally and not so trying to, you know, get caught up on, you know, everything on the physical side, on the lower material plane. We got to be able to tap into the mind and then create the sex force from the mental realm and be able to utilize it without the penetration, because it works. You know what I'm saying? It just works. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a person that feels like if they ain't got no money, they have to go physically out to find a job so they could get the money. But if they use their mind power, and if the goal is just money, their mind can create the money for them. It'll magnetize the money for them. But because black people are taught to be just that, physical beings, so they feel like they have to do everything physical in order to get something done, to complete a task or to achieve something, and that's not really what the fuck they can do. If they just give their mind a chance to magnetize what they need in their life, it'll work for them instead of them running around with their head cut off all the damn time. And now sex has become a disease to everybody now. You know what I'm saying? Not to everybody, but eventually it's going to be so rampant that everybody's going to have a disease from having physical sex. So you ain't going to have no choice but to tap into the mental when your physical ain't even fucking working no more. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, because it's going to become a disease. You know what I'm saying? It's going to hurt you, and it's going to hurt her physically. So now what do you do when your body is no longer pleasing you with the significant other that you with? Y'all bodies can't please each other because it becomes dis-ease. It's a dis-ease now that's taking place. You're going to eventually have to learn to tap into the mental. You're going to have to be able to literally have spiritual sex. Spiritual sex. That's a whole nother level. I coined the term today. God damn it, watch it. Watch them bootleg niggas start talking about spiritual sex and be having some goddamn fucking lectures on that shit. Yeah. But that was the fuck y'all gonna have to learn, because now everybody got it. And then I learned the other day, watching a very educational show called Atlanta Housewives, Real Housewives of Atlanta, very educational, I tell you. I suggest everybody check that out. Very educational show. And one of the ladies in that bitch got fibroids, right? She got fibroids. And her nigga, you know what I'm saying, ain't been hitting that shit. He ain't been hitting it. And he thought that it's just something wrong. It's just that this bitch don't find him desirable no motherfucking mo. So Mr. White Man had to tell him, the Negro, that in most cases, I told y'all it's an educational show, Sonara. So Mr. White Man had to tell the nigga that in most cases, bitches with fibroids ain't even interested in no dick right now.
Right.
That's the body and the mind saying no. That's some deep shit, right? That's a disease. Sex has now become a disease. So what do you think that couple gonna have to end up fucking doing? Not fucking doing.
They
doing something different.
Yeah, they got to fuck with their mind.
Huh?
They gotta have mind sex. Or go virtually.
Gael said divorce. But they're gonna have to learn to have spiritual sex. I'm telling you, I really feel that it's a curse on Nubian people. Because we are not supposed to be that fucking low. We're not even supposed to be that low level when it comes to sex. It's supposed to be all fucking mental. Now everybody has a disease. With your sex glands, that's strong. Right there, right, you know what? Y'all women, touch your stomach. Right there, all that shit right there, nigga, that's a disease now.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Because if you're looking at everything, it's like a metaphysical point of view. And you understand the science behind atoms and everything. You know everything basically is an illusion. Well, illusion saying is your perception. And whatever you see that's physical, that exists in this reality, which you people call reality, is just a mental picture that your mind projected out so that you can understand that energy form. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not really the true form. The true form is in the mind. So when you look at it like that, you know, sex takes place in the mind anyway. So you kind of got us down to such a low vibration that you think it's purely physical. You know, even though you don't even see the spiritual side of sex no more. That's how you did where you're coming from.
Yeah,
especially
but mind you, the spiritual
perception
already gets sick first because it's disconnected to the physical. See, I think that people have literally, unbeknownst to them, disconnected the spiritual side, and so they become all physical. So now when all this diseases start to grow in them, they have no idea where it comes from because there's a disconnect, because we have to be more spiritual beings than physical beings. We have to be more mental than physical beings, and thus sex has become a disease now. You know what I'm saying? For anybody that still like it, it's going to creep up on you in the minute you're going to hate it. And normally the people that hate sex is because they had to obviously feel a dis-ease from it first, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it wrong that, you know, that's kind of like Babylon told me the other day, to consider the uses of adversity. So in one sense, we must consider the uses of adversity, such as dis-ease in our sexual organs, where all that shit is at, because it's going to force us anyway to be astromagnetic. It's forcing us to become astromagnetic, to be astro, you know what I'm saying, to be on an astro, or what they call it, I'm going to say an astrophysics side, astroteric side in everything that we do. Everything that we physically shouldn't have to do, we'll be doing it mentally.
Right.
So we're forced to it. It's like somebody that's blind that never fucking listened to a word you said until they lost their eyesight. You hear me? Does
mm-hmm.
that make sense? So now they hear everything you fucking say because they blind now. So now they gotta listen. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only sense that goddamn works.
Yeah, you're talking about the different dimensions we're moving into now.
Yeah.
Coming out, moving up.
Yeah. And reality, real talk, we don't have to even try to move into these fucking different dimensions. We're forced to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? We're forced to use more of our mind now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, if something has been cut off from you, like one of your senses, your five senses, you're going to have to tap into one of the four higher senses. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they automatically get higher.
See, you know why food doesn't taste good anymore? You want to know why food doesn't taste good no more? Because your tongue has a dis-ease now. Your tongue has a dis-ease. You have no more what they call taste buds. You can't taste nothing. So that's the same thing when the womb or the penis been eating so fucking much, been tasting so fucking much, been using the sense all the fucking time, and now it's over. There's no more nerves in it. You've used all the taste. Do you understand? There is no more taste, so it becomes a dis-ease. Now, by the grace or the blessing of the Most High, gave women fibroids, and women take it as a blessing because that's going to keep the dick out of you. I just got to tell you that. Well, you're going to have to learn now that, you know what I'm saying, just stop keeping it. Let's tell you something. I know this is a children's show, and we broadcast on PBS, public broadcast station, but let me tell you something. Let me just say this. Bitches, you don't need a dick in you. If a brother could be so kind to be honest, and he'll tell you, you really don't need the dick. You can still reach climax, and he can too. But because we're going to use the womb or the cootie-wootie or the ding-a-ling like the taste buds on the tongue. You're not going to taste nothing. It's not the same anymore. It's gone. Huh?
They got a medical term for that. Become desensitized.
It's over. Absolutely. That's why now, if you notice, that the only way you could taste your food now is from the touch or the smell, which is another sense. The only way you could taste your food is through your nose. Did y'all know that? Anybody know that? Because now the food has lost its physical taste or the touch of the tongue, and that's the only way you're able to use the next sense when it comes to knowing how good your food tastes is by its smell.
Yeah, they say 85% of taste is smell anyway.
Huh?
85% of taste. It smell anyway.
Abso-fucking-lutely. So that's amazing, right? But mind you, there was a time where we could taste. Now we can't taste no more. That sense is gone. Can you imagine if all five of your lower senses have been desensitized or null and void? What would you have? What would be in the place of that? That barothery gland, that gland that everybody wants to open, motherfuckers read books on it and still don't know how to activate that shit. When all your five senses have become deactivated, how can you activate your four higher senses on your own? It's gonna happen naturally. Y'all know that, right? It's gonna happen naturally. Do you understand? That's a big difference. You don't have to do a goddamn thing. Because, listen. It ain't what you eat. It ain't 1,000 books that you can read on it. It ain't practice. It happens naturally. Everything happens naturally. However, if you start to use more of your mind power, then it will happen at a faster rate than waiting on the sun to appear to rise. And I say that to say because we have a lit sun inside of us. So why wait until the external sun rises when that sun in you can fucking rise? That's a little bit different, right? So you don't actually have to wait until it's activated. You can activate it on your own by utilizing your four higher senses, which we've been using any goddamn way. We've been using it anyway, but we haven't been able to use it on the physical side. In other words, a physical side is like knowing that your ass don't want to go to the store and get some bread. So what you do is motherfucking send that message out to a motherfucker in the house that's already out and about, and that motherfucker ends up bringing bread home without you even having to pick up the phone and tell it. That's mind control. And I say that to say it'll show you what real union is. Real union, to unify, is when I don't have to ask you for shit because you already know. That's real union. So all you husband and wife couples, you have it, but it must be developed fully all the way, and therefore it wouldn't be even a conversation because y'all will have a strong union mentally, but you don't. So when y'all feel like y'all need to come back together over a fucking argument, what do y'all do physically? Y'all get into bed and fuck, and that's y'all physical union, and that's only for 5 seconds, for 5 minutes. But your mental union is a hell of a lot stronger than your physical union. It ain't going to do shit for you. Kenya said, so many women saw that as something terrible and got hysterectomies. Oh, the fibroids. Oh, okay, you got a little delay going on there, Kenya. Okay, well, I don't know if you're listening to the show somewhere else or you're in the after party listening to the after party, but it seems like you got a little delay. Even with the prostate, okay, when brothers are getting these prostate cancers and shit like that going on with them, you know what I'm talking about? You know why? Y'all know why? Because you're too physical. You're too fucking physical. You're too physical. So the body is now has forced everybody to figure out a way to be more mental and still be able to fulfill your physical desires or needs. It's the same shit, but you got to be on the same motherfucking mental level. You got to be unified in order for that shit to work. That's all I'm saying. In a minute, you're going to be forced, you're going to be down a goddamn one sense, depending on what sense is being taken away. Because we all agree that our taste is totally gone. We all agree with that, right? I can't taste shit. Okay? So I have no choice but to use something that I normally don't fucking use, and that's my sense of smell, and my sight to see whether or not the food is going to be good, because if it look good, it's going to taste good, and it's going to smell good. That's what we're using now. Can't use shit else. Everything touches the nervous system. Thank you, Kimbo. And the nervous system is connected to the brain. So we ain't got no choice. But in a minute, y'all, it's going to happen anyway while barothery gland, those four higher senses, is going to have to kick in. That's all I'm saying. That's the point. Then you're going to be ready for spiritual sex. You know what I'm saying? Which is better anyway, and we talked about that briefly the other day on spiritual sex. I don't know what show it was, but if you ain't had it yet, I feel sorry for you physical motherfuckers because it's the best sex. It is the best sex. And I'm going to tell you what I really think it is. Because I remember Babylon saying, well, Don, I don't know. I ain't got no spiritual girlfriend or no shit like that. Could it be a possibility that somebody can actually use their spirit without you knowing that it's their spirit? Because for some reason, everybody that have testimonies on spiritual sex, we can't see these motherfuckers. We can't see the person that we're with, that we're having spiritual sex with in our sleep. We can't see them, right? So I'm saying whoever these these particular people are. Because surely they got to be flesh and blood as well. But they're able to actually have spiritual sex. And what makes it even better is that guess who else is able to have spiritual sex?
Right.
Guess who else?
The partner?
Me, you, whoever, us. We're talking about we had sex with a spirit, but obviously we was a spirit also that was having sex. God damn it. It's a two-way street. You see what I'm saying? It's a two-way street. You see this shit?
Yeah.
And I tell you, it makes physical sex look like a welfare case, shall it? So, yeah, we've already been doing it. Ain't that some D shit?
Yeah, it's D.
So wouldn't it be some powerful shit if your girl, because I know your girl live on one side of the state of the planet and you live on the other side of the planet. So at the end of the day, wouldn't it be some fire-ass shit if you were in your home and she was in her home and y'all decided to actually go to rest or lay down and then let y'all spirit meet on that realm? And then
that's
why I said we're talking about some spiritual sex here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Speaking of heals the body, Teresa, Witches of East End said some shit yesterday. I watched Witches of East End, right? I don't know how many of you all watched that show. Witches of East End. I was really shocked to know that Fireliners watches it. But there's a part... I got 90 seconds, and we're about to go into overtime, okay? So hurry up, call in, Skype in, hear the next hour of the show. We got 90 seconds before we go into overtime. But there's a part. Listen to this very closely, right? Because Teresa said it heals the body, too. Let me say this, and I hope I can say it before the show cuts off, because y'all got 2 seconds to call in to hear the next hour. But I'm going to say this. The girl fucked around and got infected with some shit. Okay? She got infected with some shit, and a doctor got infected with some shit, and a goddamn doctor's fucking other person got infected with some shit, okay? You listen to Bourne. Listen to this very cursing. Now, the girl that got infected, she a little witch, okay? With some shit, absolutely Calvin, okay? Now, she went to her aunt, who's a master witch, and they had to put some potions together, right? It's like a vaccination potion that they put together, okay? You follow me? This is very important. The girl says to her aunt, how do I know when the shit is working, when it works? You wouldn't believe what the bitch said. Y'all wouldn't believe what the bitch said. Y'all wouldn't believe it if I told you. How would I know if some shit worked? The bitch said, you'll get the ringing in your ear. The bitch said, you'll get a ringing in your ear, and that's when you're cured. Said, you get the ringing in your ear, and that's when you're cured. Now, think about that for a minute. That's some shit, ain't it, Sakim? Ain't it? So, now, mind you, she the only one, and she just made everybody else drink the shit like they were drinking alcohol and shit. So now the scene changed, and they done drunk the shit, and they all kicking it. Everybody got infected. And then next thing you know, one of the people was like, oh, my God, I hear ringing in my ear. And then another guy said, I get ringing in my ear, too. And, of course, the little witch that already knew it, she already knew that that's when it works. That's when you're getting cured. So think about this shit, y'all. This is something I just want us to wrap our mind around for a minute. Could it be for those that get the ringing in their ear, could it be that we got it because of some type of ailment that was in the body? And the ringing lets us know that we no longer have it anymore? Activated Almax said, I would think so. Me too. Me too. Could that be what the fuck it is, yo? That's it. I was like, yo, when I heard that shit, I said, bing fucking go. Bingo. 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 Could it be? That means whatever might have infected the body, they, meaning, you know, the non-ether beings, the igigis, because I'm be knowing to a lot of people that the igigis, they can rest in your heart. They are so, they can get in the center of your heart and you won't even know they're there, and they come fixing shit. That's how small an igigi is. So, yeah, they can, it's an etheric being, a whole light being, real small, and it can get in your body and just do what it want to do to it, the igigis. Kenya said, I get those all the time. And I'm thinking that we get those because of a disease or some type of enemy bacteria may have entered our being, and thus the ringing comes because they cleaned us. They cured us from it. And everybody agreed with that shit. So now we just really want to give thanks, baby. She said you would hear the ringing in your fucking ear. And y'all know the doctors are. And why would the doctors always ask that shit when you go into the damn clinic? That's one of the fucking questions on that motherfucker. Now think about it. Doctor, illness, sickness, right? That's what doctors are associated with. Illness, sickness, and all this other type of shit, and curing and healing and shit like that. And ask you about the ringing in your fucking ear on the fucking applications. That means, of course, doctors would know, your government, because your government, for the record, is already in contact with higher beings on other planes. So your government are the ones that write the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the little sheets and shit that write those questions. They the ones that, you know, because mind you, every doctor's office got it. I don't give a fuck what part of the United States you're in. And, you know what I'm saying, you be in fucking goddamn New York, and I'm in Georgia, and me and you filling out the same goddamn application at the damn doctor's office, the damn questionnaire. But they ask about the healing, the ringing in your fucking ear. That will let you know that you've been healed. That's what I say. That will let you know that shit. I'm convinced that that's what it is. I'm convinced. I'm convinced. That's what it is. Okay, be quiet, Calvin. But, yeah, I'm convinced. Farasha, you saying, yeah, that I'm convinced. God damn it. Because that bitch says you would get the ringing in your fucking ear. That's when you know that it's working, that they're cleaning up your system. The magic, which we call it, you know, magnetism, our magnet wand, magnetic wand. Ding! Our fucking Tinkerbells, igigis that come in. Y'all, I just got to tell y'all this, man. We got to be some special motherfuckers, though, because not everybody get the ringing. You know what I'm saying? So now we have to do our own type of fact-finding work on this shit and ask a sick motherfucker, do you hear ringing in your ear? Do you get a ringing? And if a sick motherfucker say, hell nah, then we can finally say, I know why. We got to be some special motherfuckers. This is why this show ain't for everybody. This is why this show ain't for everybody. All the motherfuckers who get that ding, that magnetic wand, ding, and they fucking ear, ding. We got some people looking out for us, yo. We got some higher power for real. It's a higher power for real looking out for mixing potions, doing whatever in the dark. They in the dark like a motherfucker. We can't see them. Sometimes we can feel them. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we can feel them. They be the ones that wake us up, call our name when we sleep to get us out of somewhere in our ear. They come in our ear and say, John, John. And you wake up looking around and you see nobody. I'm telling you, we got some real motherfuckers with us, yo. Oh, every nigga ain't got that shit now. Just because they look black and got big lips and got them big nose don't mean a goddamn thing. Hey, it is time to step it up a little bit now that we understand that, yeah. It hurts us that everybody is not as protected and not as protected and not as protected, you know what I'm saying, as we are. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it do hurt, especially when we get a straggler come on the show and just be like, you know, motherfuckers, niggas, catch your hell out here. And it seems like it's a foreign language because we don't really know what you're talking about. We can't really understand what you're saying. We don't get it. It sounds like somebody's speaking a foreign language to us, and that's because we don't understand. What are you saying? People are dying. It's hard out here in the streets. What are you saying? What street? Like, what street are you on? Like, it's very difficult. We don't get what you're saying. We don't understand that language. Like, we're star beings. We're children of the stars. We don't get sick like you do. When the last time can anybody honestly say they gotten sick? When the last time? Come on. Go ahead. A lot of us can't even fucking remember. A lot of us don't even have a memory of the last time. But Star Dancer, that's because, honey, you wasn't with us. That's why you got disconnected. Because I've been thinking about your ass. Where the fuck is you at? Star Dancer can't remember. She said months ago, goddammit. Months ago, June 15th. Goddammit. Never forget that goddamn day. Okay, 2 years ago, Zena. Yeah, so we can't. I'm telling you, I think we're making a strong fucking transition away from mortality to immortality. That's what I think was going on with us. That we're moving from mortality to immortality. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think it is. A lot of us. Because that astromagnetic, what is it called again, Babylon? Give me a mic check.
Astromagnetic, Don. What's going on?
Thank you, baby. How you doing?
Hey, doing my best, Don. Just listening to the show, laughing.
Cedar acts sick of what? Well, you know, just what be, you know, sick could be a cold. You know what I'm saying? Sick could be... Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sick could just be ain't feeling well. I don't even know what the fuck sick is no more. You're right. Good question. Sick or what? I have no freaking idea. I can't even tell you. But if we really look at our health, and, you know, Babylon, please don't throw up our conversation. I really don't want people to know that you and I talk a lot behind the show. Especially, I damn sure don't want to get your Facebook group is jealous. So... Whatever you do, and I hear that we be talking
about.
All night and shit. And that's why you don't answer their calls, because you're on the phone with me. Don't tell these bitches
absolutely.
That shit. Okay?
See, that's right, and you just told on me, but that's good. That's great.
Don't tell these hoes that shit now. Get these bitches jealous. My question is this. Okay, thank you, Fireline. Fireline says she's a witness to the changing. And this is what I'm thinking, right? Here's what I'm...
I agree.
Listen, we're not technically holier than thou when it comes to eating healthy, getting what they consider proper rest, and all that other type of shit, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yep, absolutely.
We're not.
Everybody got to... Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're not, right? Can anybody else agree that we are not holier than thou when they talk about the health regimen and things that we're supposed to do, get proper rest, eat a substantial enough, a healthy diet food, the five food chains and all that fucking stupid shit. You know, can we be honest here today, truthful, and know that we're not
that? I don't follow
that
shit, not even to the letter A, dog.
Ha, 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 ha.
I mean, you're right, though. I don't follow that shit, not even to the letter A. So it's motherfuckers that claim they follow it to the letter D and all the way to goddamn N. Some niggas say they doing Z. I don't even go to A with that shit.
I can't even get the A on it. But so
yeah.
Then me and you are before A. Some of us are before A. You know what I'm saying? Some of us are, ain't even got on the alphabet to even do it right. But, you know, technically speaking, our hell should be failing.
Yeah, according to them. Yeah.
According to them, our health supposed to be failing. We got somebody's, a higher entity, greater than anything on this planet and probably outside of this motherfucking galaxy that are doing, that are working overtime for us.
Yeah.
Thus the ringing in our ears.
Yeah, I heard that, Don. That was well said. I always felt like something similar.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, because I know niggas and bitches that drink alkaline water, try to eat a goddamn fruit diet and vegetable diet, and they the ugliest, dumbest, retardedest motherfuckers I ever seen. So it don't do nothing for beauty or intelligence, which is two of the parts of God, beauty and wisdom. So I guess they saying to make them strong. I don't know. And they don't look no stronger than me. So I really don't see the whole take on
because it's more physical to them. Where in us it's more mental. We want more mental strength, power, mental health. And everybody else wants physical health. So that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're after being mentally healthy than someone that wants to be physically healthy. I don't know which one is greater than the other, but if I had to choose wisely on a scientific, you know what I'm saying, intellectual choice, I think it'll be mental first.
Absolutely. Beyond a doubt.
Yeah, because you want to be able to control your mind. You want to be able to think a thing and it happens. You want to be able to magnetize, you know, what you really want to bring in your life, and that's the only way you can do it is mental. And you want to be able to see past bullshits and deception and lies, which will still increase your activational gland of your fucking barotheric. It will still enhance the barotheric gland. Right?
Yeah. That's right.
Because now you're really tapping into that shit where you cannot die. That's mortality. That's immortality.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I was reading this book called Is There a God? And, of course, this book ain't got but 120 pages, but I've been fucking reading this shit for about 2 months now. I read a page a night. So this shit taking a long goddamn time for me to finish this motherfucker. I read a page a night. It's my bedtime story. But this shit that he says in this motherfucker, only a motherfucker like this could do it like this. I swear to God. This motherfucker.
Which one
are
you
said,
reading? One, two, or three? Because there's three of them.
Two.
Okay.
I think it's two.
Okay.
But he says some shit like this. Let's talk about, do your plants or do the animals serve the same fucking God you serve?
Mm.
And how do the plants feel about the God you serve? The plants don't even like the fucking God you serve. The animals can't stand the God you serve. They hate the God you serve. This some deep-ass shit. This is what I'm reading, right? And then he say some shit like, how the fuck do you feel? How many people got plants in their homes? How many people got plants in their houses? Give me a one in the chat room. Anybody got plants you take care of, you water, and shit like that? Okay, fire line is living soul. Okay, queen. Okay, damn, everybody. Okay, good. He says, how the fuck your plant feel when your ass eating a goddamn salad?
Yes, I remember that.
Isn't that weird? Said, how the fuck you think your plant feel and your ass eating a goddamn salad?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Where the
hate you for that shit. How you going to eat its relatives in its face like that? Eat its kind. Activated Almax says your plant is freaking out. I know it's scared. You eating a fucking salad and that motherfucker watching you do that shit.
They wonder why the fish run when they come to the fish tank.
Exactly. Oh, and then he say some shit about the fish tank. Okay, how many of y'all got fish tanks? How many of y'all got fish tanks? This is the shit saying in the book. I swear it's a good fucking book, yo. Okay, Calvin got a fish tank. That motherfucker said, how the fuck you think your fish tank, your fish feels in the fish tank when your ass frying fish? When your ass frying fish. How the fuck, what do you think going on in the fish mind and you frying fish? This is a good goddamn book, man. God damn, I'm enjoying that shit.
Yeah. That's a real touch of shit, though.
Yeah, it say, what do the fish think about your goddamn God? It hates your God. It can't stand it. The plants hate your God. The animals hate your God.
Yeah.
And it hates you, too.
Yeah.
Say, a nigga got fish in the fish tank, and this nigga frying fish.
That's that real shit.
Hell yeah. I activated all Max said the fish call you a Nazi. Damn sure do. it just shows, like, you know, it just had you thinking, like, this nigga had you thinking, like, damn. That is so fucking true.
Yeah.
That just shows that we are completely out of touch. Out of touch.
Yeah.
Out of fucking touch. With the, because, you know, once you raise up in planes to the, like, the, you know, one of those planes, I think it's the sixth or the fifth, I think it's the fifth plane, divine reality. That's a long way to go for someone that's on the material plane, the first plane.
Absolutely.
That's a long way to go to wake up to divine reality of some shit like, how do your fucking fish feel when you frying fish? How's your plants in your house feel when you eating goddamn salad? Or making goddamn collard greens. That's divine reality like a motherfucker. Anyway.
Yeah.
Cool J Illa says sex goes the same way. Babies don't like when they mama ucking.
What the?
What the what? You see, you
know,
he said mama.
I got to hear more
shit about daddy. You see, he said mama.
I got to hear more to understand the correlation between the fish and the plant and how they feel and the baby feeling like the fish or the plant. What puts the baby in the position of the fish or the plant on concerning fucking? I ain't get it. I might be slow today, but I ain't get it.
Oh, honey, we get on divine reality plane.
Okay, I'm trying to get that.
Why would mama be ucking? The child is already here. Fireline is in shock, too. She said, whoa, bab. Fireline is in shock. You don't get this.
No, I don't get it. Explain it.
Okay, well, first let me ask Jay Illa. Are you talking about a woman, a mother that's pregnant, or a mother that already have children? Let's be clear. Because I see it as the woman, as the mother that's pregnant. And then, you know, and the baby don't understand. What the fuck? What's this? What the hell is going on? A mother with child. Yeah, I thought so. The pregnant one. Babylon. Would be
okay,
like
not,
fish,
I mean, not
in the fish tank.
Not a fish is starting to make a little bit of sense because when
oh,
I first
no,
heard
no, he
it,
said not pregnant. He said not pregnant. A mother with the
well,
child.
Well, then it don't make sense. So now I'm thinking of a baby in another room. How the fuck the baby know the mama even fucking? And what the fuck the baby know about that?
Oh,
the fish
you,
in the tank
you,
watching,
you know that babies know everything?
Oh, okay, well, we're going to get on some esoteric shit. I'm out. I'm just done. I can't win.
I'm just saying, you know they know everything. I used to come in the fucking house high as fuck, and my children knew that shit.
I can get with anything, but this ain't no damn fishing, no tank watching. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just different to me. I read the book, and I can feel where he was coming from.
Well, then the question would simply be, what the fuck would a fish know about you frying fish? Then that means if you get the fish in the tank and you frying fish, and if you get the plant in the house and you eating a salad, then surely you get the child in the house and you fucking. Now, if you can't get the child in the house, but you get those other
chance of being eaten, what would the child be afraid of then? Answer that for me. Not you, him.
It wasn't about the child being afraid. It just said a mother, let me go back up. It's not about the fear. It's sex goes the same way. Babies don't like when they mama's effing. So it's kind of like, would a plant like you? Would a plant like the fact that you're eating a salad?
No. I can see
would
that.
A fish in the tank likes the fact that you're eating, that you're frying fish?
No. I can see that, plain as day.
Okay. So would a child like the fact that you fucking?
I was a child, and I ain't give a fuck. I mean, it just don't make sense to me, Don, but if it makes sense to y'all, I mean, you know, some shit just in the divine reality realm, I guess.
All right. I can understand, because my children don't even like me when I'm talking about fucking. They don't even like that shit. Now, maybe because you lost your mom when you was a younger child, you know what I'm saying? But my children, they do not like me to talk about shit like this, just to even talk about it. They be like, Mama, stop.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay,
so
now you can see that. So surely the fish don't like when you talking about frying fish or you talking about how good you done had some goddamn catfish last night. And the fish hear that shit. The fish don't want to hear that shit either. And technically, it's really like no child does. You know what I'm saying? I get what he's saying.
Okay.
But you can't get it, but it's fine. But
no,
I'm saying
I can relate. I can relate now, Don, through you. But, I mean, if we would have said, you take the Smurfs and Gargamel making fucking Smurf soup. And imagine how the other Smurfs feel. I could see that.
But if you take Greedy Smurf
and he finna stroke out Smurf X, who gives a fuck how the other Smurfs feel? I mean, for real.
Okay, you lost me on the Smurfs.
Okay.
Sakim said kids cock block, so you don't make more on them. So you don't make more. Kids cock block.
Yeah, I done heard that before. I agree with that. I done used that term before. That's straight up south. I like that.
Right,
word,
and see Vita. Vita said her mom made a comment about her and her dad, and she left the damn house, took her ass home. We didn't want to hear that shit. And Vita damn near 50 and still can't deal with that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Adonia, you don't like, y'all don't like when I talk about sex, do you?
No.
See, say it louder.
No.
See, they don't like that shit. They don't like it. What? You don't like it, do you?
No.
Y'all hate that shit, right?
I mean, I could clearly relate to that part of it. I mean, clearly. I can understand that part.
Right. So can you imagine... You know, it's the same shit with the plant. If we you talking about eating some goddamn salad on the phone and your plant sitting on your desk listening to the whole goddamn conversation. So, you know, it's the same shit. That's why I understand the whole shit that he mentioned child and mamas and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, well, since we're on sex, I do thank you for telling on Born Soup. I'm glad you caught that.
I didn't tell on Born.
Yeah, I'm saying for showing him that you wasn't unaware of him bringing up the sex magic conversation for the girl and for his benefit. Like, he was trying to be like he was just interested in learning about sex magic when he know that he had that in mind to you know, with his sex on his mind with the girl.
Well,
and
yeah,
I said
well,
that that night.
Well, everybody, you know, trying to make it work.
Yeah,
trying to figure
okay.
out another angle to come at, let's say, a conscious sister.
Yeah, I agree, Dad.
Yeah.
I can respect his gangster. I ain't trying to knock him on his gangster.
Right.
But I said
but
that
I
that
want
night.
To realize
and he denied
that, though,
it.
You don't have to try to come at a conscious sister, you know, a whole nother way. You can just come at her straight up. Because, trust me, if you start coming at a bitch cricket, she going to come at you cricket, then y'all ain't going to like each other.
Absolutely. Good
yeah.
advice.
Yeah. yeah, y'all ain't gonna like each other. Y'all two cricket ass motherfuckers. So I mean, if you just like sex, just say, bitch, I like sex. You know what I'm saying? I just like to fuck.
Yeah.
But they feel like they're gonna turn a bitch off. But technically, hoes in their 30s anyway. Their sex drive is running rampant. No matter how conscious the bitch is. If she,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, she hit that sex drive at 30. Then, goddamn, she don't give a fuck about no damn sex magic. Ain't no none of that shit even going down in no damn bedroom, motherfucker. Ain't no, ain't none of that shit about to pop off. So, you know what I'm saying? These niggas need to, these bitches and these niggas need to stop fooling themselves.
But I guess these niggas have to be an expert or a sexpert on something, I guess.
Well, like I said, in order for that shit to work, they're going to have to learn where their spirit meets on the etheric realm. That's the only way that's going to work.
I agree.
That's the only way. Other than that, you know, I did talk to somebody that said they went to one of the police little thing and they had motherfuckers just shaking all on the floor and shit, calming on themselves. They said that.
Ah.
They said they went. Remember, what's his name? I was about to say self-guided. Polite was having him and some other nigga was having some orgasmic lecture and shit. How they could just, I don't know if they touch you and you just start, You know what I'm talking about? But they, from my understanding,
that's
they was doing it to niggas too. That was there. Just, they touched the nigga and the nigga, But somebody
that's
told me they good. Went and had motherfuckers. Everybody was, the whole audience was on the floor. Just,
That's crazy.
I can imagine that shit like a church and shit. That shit probably look like one of them churches if people got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say they say that shit worked. Somebody was there. Unless he paid all them people to pretend. I don't know.
Don't say that, Don. I just watched the Holy Ghost goddamn YouTube. Well, not to change the subject, but they showed goddamn Benny Hinn when he goddamn waved his hand and the whole crowd just laid back and started kicking and shit. But they had overlaid that shit with like kung fu video. Not kung fu, but goddamn Mortal Kombat video. So every time he waved his hand, that shit would say like, "Aya!" And then. That shit was hilarious. That shit was funny, man. I laughed about 30 minutes. But, okay, yeah. So, polite them goddamn be. Damn, this shit get too deep for me. I mean, I think I've been seeing it all. And then
yeah, honey,
some
you
got
to catch up, boo.
I got to fucking catch up, man. I seen
you
the
you
got to
learn all that, boo. These niggas winning. These niggas winning, boo. They winning, Babylon. You got to catch up, boo. You got to know how to do something just by staring at a bitch. You make a You got to up your game, your knowledge. You got to up your knowledge. Polite can goddamn sell a nigga real estate that they'll never get and make a bitch calm without her dropping her drawers.
Yeah.
In fucking credible. Babylon, you got to up your game, boo. You got to get it right. Babylon, you got to kick ass tomorrow night or else. Because Morris Day taking over.
Shit. The last
Morris
one I seen, I seen some faggot nigga talking about alkaline water, and he had Polite to hold out his arm, and the nigga jumped up on Polite's arm with his nuts and hung from Polite's arm.
Okay, that's too much.
I guess that gives them the sexual prowess, the alkaline water, to handle other men. I don't want it. I'm straight. Literally. Straight.
Okay, hold on. I got the video. Let's listen to it a little bit. Hold on. This is a little. Here we go. Okay. Wait. Let me give it to y'all. It's on YouTube. It's called "I Can Give Her Multiple Orgasms Without Touching Her." Go type in on YouTube. That's what it's called. The video. And they said it's polite and all the rest of them on there. And the brother name is Nasut Amun Ray Sin. Oh, my bad. That's polite name. Okay. So here's the video. I'll drop it in the after party real quick. How many more minutes we got? We got plenty. Okay, so he got this white bitch on the table. Okay? He got this white bitch on the table. This nigga, for those that are listening, got this white bitch on the table. You feel me? And he's about to tell her he's going to make this bitch come without touching her. Here we go.
And by allow it, what I'm saying is, rather than sit there and just look and feel that something happening, like if your pelvis has got energy in it, break your pelvis a little bit. The energy will take over and do the rest for you. And also allowing whatever sounds. One of the most beautiful gifts
can some hold on? One of the most beautiful. The nigga said, "Can you hear Babylon?"
No, I can hear, but I can't make out.
That one of the most beautiful gifts that a woman could give a man in her life is the sounds, her sounds of ecstasy. But I need somebody to do me a favor. Can somebody fast forward this bullshit and get me to the point where he make the bitch have an orgasm real quick and just tell me how many minutes it is? Because I damn sure don't want to go through this shit. I'm talking this shit.
A-5-Lioness, is that what Winston wanted? Was that gift from a woman, that sound in 1984?
Yes. Yeah, okay. And she wouldn't make a noise. Yeah, she wouldn't make a sound. Yeah, that's what he wanted.
And yet on this planet,
okay, here you go.
We have shut our women down so hard until most of them are afraid to even hear their own sounds. So if the woman truly understands and gives her sounds, it is through her sounds that she teaches the man how to make love to her. A man can actually listen to her sounds, and his body will take that information in and actually respond back to her according to what her body is asking for through her sounds. So the moment that the woman...
Okay, two told me to cut the bullshit off. But look, wait a minute. Before I cut it off, somebody fast forward it because I want to see what he's going to do. He's talking too goddamn much.
Yeah, a lot. I heard him say we done shut out... Well, they done shut their women down. What the fuck that mean? I don't know. I just heard that little part.
Oh, okay. Well, she doesn't make a sound. Shush.
Yeah. That sounds like a personal problem.
I mean,
the
only time I make a sound is when I'm ready for the nigga to get up. Moringa. Like, this ain't, I already see now, this ain't going to work unless I start moaning. Get this motherfucker over with. Get this shit over with. Motherfucker come fast when you start, oh, my bad. Okay, hold on. Sorry, y'all. All right, I'm going to try to fast forward this shit.
Making the man hunt for her in the dark without any input to assist.
Okay, I'm fast forwarding it. Let me see what he's on her titty. Oh, my God. Y'all go to, what the fuck? Wait a minute. What the fuck? What the fuck? Okay. Let me tell the people in the after party. 2:21. All right, there you go. All right, here we go. I'm at 2:21. Okay, he got his hand over her. He's waving it over her body, the white woman's body. He's going in, up and down. He's not touching her. He's just waving his hands over her titty. And then he says, it says in the video, less than 5 minutes later, New Covenant Master Teacher Nitvana has already taken this woman to the next level without having to touch her. OK, Okay, here we go.
I'm getting ready to just connect from here back to her heart. Because the woman's head tends to separate from the heart and go on its own journey by itself, not knowing that the heart is supposed to be leading the head. The head doesn't know where it's going unless it's getting direction from the heart. If a man had never had ejaculation in his penis, everybody would think something was wrong. But for a woman to go her whole life and never know what it's like to have orgasm out of breath, nobody even asked the question. But that's her positive pose.
Okay, this black man got his hands. Wait a goddamn minute. Wait a freaking minute. Wait. This black man, this polite master teacher, got his hands on this woman titties now. I mean, her shirt down, literally her titties. Okay? He got them on the titties. Damn, I can't even fucking play the goddamn video because the damn after party. Okay, watch the rest of that shit. Fuck that. I'm going to have to meet the after party. I got to see this. Babylon, did you hear the white woman? Babylon. All right, here we go. I'm playing again.
Damn, John, I know I was on mute. I'm talking to you all the fucking while. Is that her making that sound? Is that right here in the background?
Yes, he hand on her titties. He's saying that she can actually get an orgasm just by a man touching her poles. He calling the titties her poles.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Just in her breath, having nothing to do with her vagina.
He says just holding her breast ain't got nothing to do with her vagina. Two says, Don, this shit don't work on no goddamn black woman.
It seems like I'm agreeing with Two from right here. I don't know. I ain't seen it, but.
No, honey. No. Y'all niggas are so inexperienced. If y'all say it don't work on no black woman that she wants to ding-a-ling, then I just say that this is a PBS broadcast show.
I ain't talking about
show.
No dick. I'm talking about that shit he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. I got to see it. I ain't going to make now another comment until I see it. When I see it, I'm going to talk to you about it.
I told you what he did. The lady laying down on the table. She laying down on the table. And she laying down on the goddamn table.
And he got his hand. So he performing Reiki. Because that's what Reiki is, when you wave your hands over the person and you bring them to a certain height of healing or sexual energy.
Yes.
So he performing Reiki?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
He got a hand on the titties, though. He looking at this woman. Y'all got to see this polite master teacher boo. He got a hand on the titties.
I
want
to do it. I can't wait to watch.
Okay. Let's move. Let's fast forward. Let's see what else he does.
What is that noise?
That's a damn dog barking.
Dang.
Oh, this nigga getting paid. This nigga is getting paid, yo. This nigga is getting paid. He getting paid. He got a white woman on the table. Let's see what happens. Oh, he got a nice house, too. Oh, yeah, he getting paid. Let me put the mic back on in the after party. Okay, Swan says that he knows how to use the primal sex force. That's that. So, anyway, you can go to YouTube. I can give her multiple orgasms without touching her. And it says, use conscious sex to obtain material success. That's the video on YouTube.
I seen that head in two and didn't watch it. Well, you just repeat it. I didn't seen that head before. I just didn't watch it. I don't watch sex shit. But I'm going to watch that one.
Yeah, that's it. And so, you know, but, I mean, he's touching her, though. I didn't see the part where, you know, like, the video cuts off. The video cuts off. You know, not cuts off, but it fades to black, and then the words, like, 5 minutes later, the bitch is in her orgasmic state. So he doesn't, It doesn't show what he did to get the bitch to go, But now he done took the damn blanket off her, because first she's covered. She's covered. You know what I'm saying? She's covered when I told you he was waving a hand over her. And then the blanket comes off, and his hand's on her titties. And she, that type of shit.
Oh, shit, John, I do that damn near every day. Let me stop.
No, see, that's not not polite, polite master teacher. It's a 45-minute video, and so polite is in the video, you know what I'm saying, after the is over, and polite is sitting there with the guy, you know what I'm saying, and there you have it. So he's basically saying, you know, I think brother should just watch that, at least the first 3 minutes of the shit, so... You know what I'm saying? Babylon, you should watch it too.
What the hell? I'm going to watch it, but I just don't think that I need to watch it.
Well, every man feels like they know what the fuck they're doing, and you probably don't know what the fuck you're doing.
I mean, maybe not, but I don't need another man to tell me. If the bitches in my life ain't told me, I probably won't find out.
Well, more than likely, women don't even know what you're really supposed to be doing. The whole education on sex has been totally misleading and misinforming to all of us, and I'm sure that we can agree on that.
Done, I swear for God. I mean, I got to watch that movie, that video. I'm going to watch it, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
We all can agree on that, right?
Good
for a long time, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
Yeah, for a long time, but now I do. Can we agree on that? That I do
now.
Now
you do what?
I know what the fuck I'm doing.
And what are you doing?
Everything outside that box that we can see on that goddamn video, I can tell you that. I mean, I just can't.
So do you,
that
know
nigga
that,
got no
okay,
shit to
mind
teach
you,
me. I ain't seen
he
video.
Made,
I'm sorry.
He put emphasis
that
on the woman's breast, right? He put emphasis on her breast and said that that's basically where her orgasm is. She can actually have an orgasm just from her breast.
Man, I don't massage the woman's feet in there to have an orgasm, so I don't know what the fuck that's got to do with nothing. So touching is touching. A massage is a massage, be it a tongue, oral sex, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Breast massage is a form of sex. If you ask me now, everybody else can have their own definition of what that's that Bill Clinton syndrome there. Well, yeah, she sucked my dick, but it wasn't sex. I mean, that's on everybody else. But to me, all of that involves sex. And if you ask me, if you're doing, the person ain't even touching the person, and they're in the room with them and they're rubbing on them, that's not no spiritual sex. You physically there and present, and you put your hands in her energy, which is a form of touch because she can feel your presence. That is fucking touch. That's physical, and that would equate to at least, if nothing else, than foreplay. God damn now. Everybody in doing running.
Okay. You're talking about Racky. Yeah, Fireliners. That's what Babylon said, Racky. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Racky. Okay. So you're saying that he used Racky on her.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what he know, I don't even know if he's doing it right. I practice Reiki and know what the fuck it is, but I don't know if he's doing it right, and I ain't about to give him credit on the show without me seeing it. I got to see it. I'm not going to mislead nobody to no bullshit. He might be just that, just pretending, because anybody can pretend. These motherfuckers pretend to know how to give a massage. So I got to see it.
Okay.
Are you saying that that's polite, master teacher? Let me be clear now. I'm asking. Are you saying that polite is a student of this dude?
Okay. Let me go back to. Here it is. This is what it says. Less than 5 minutes later, New Covenant master teacher. So he's a master teacher of the New Covenant named Nitvana.
Spell Nick. Nick.
N as in Nancy, I as in ignorant, T as in tomorrow, Vana.
Nirvana. Okay, so one letter from Nirvana. Okay, so that's some Hindu bullshit. So, nope, that's not Reiki. Off the muscle.
Okay. It says in the description of the YouTube video, I can give her multiple orgasms without touching her. Use conscious sex to obtain material success. Yes, sex is a sacred art and science and should be treated as such. Many people, more especially in the case of women, are not even aware of the fact that they never really had an orgasm, though they believe that they have experienced one before. Furthermore, many women have been cheated out the multiplicity of experiences, probably out of the multiplicity of experiences that they can have sexually in order that they may free themselves in this realm.
See, this becomes a touchy little area because, but even goddamn Born Sue, and not even because Born Sue is very intelligent, off the muscle. So I say Born Sue was even talking about, though, the difference between ejaculation and orgasm. And I told him, yeah, that's tantrics. At that point, we reach a level of teaching on tantrics. We got to move one vibrational seat or chakra above the Hindu teachings. Well, we're talking about that. At least we at the solar plexus, at the abdomen now. We out of the fucking sex seat and the root seat. So what the write-up, you know what I'm saying, is what you just read, when he said, women don't know they never had an orgasm. See, sex don't have nothing to do with orgasms. That's what you were saying earlier when you said spiritual, but you call it spiritual sex. But the first word is spirit. So orgasms are spiritual. They just based on emotions and feelings and thoughts. They don't have nothing to do with sex. Ejaculations and secretions, oh, that's physical. That's sex. Like a woman pussy get wet, that's called adrenaline, hormones,
yeah,
secretion,
all that shit,
you could do that goddamn jogging. I don't know what the fuck that is. That's all physical activity, though. But when you're talking about an orgasm, then that's when the brothers, so-called conscious brothers out there, they really get no women. They probably done heard a woman say, well, I just can't do it because I'm not mentally in it. I'm just not spiritually connected to you like that, so
right.
I just can't do it because I know it ain't going to be shit but sex. I know it ain't going to be nothing but a secretion and an ejaculation. It's not going to be no orgasm or no ecstasy. So when he say that women don't realize that through sex, it don't take sex to do that. You can spiritually stimulate a woman. That's why it's a thing called dictrine, because a woman can't be spiritually or mentally seduced and fucking, you know, mind penetrated and mind fucked and just fucking have an orgasm just off based on what she hears or what she sees and not necessarily what she touching like that, you know? But I guess hearing and seeing would be a form of touch too when we get down to that.
I'm reading the comments on the shit. Somebody said, this nigga impolite is bugged the fuck out.
Exactly.
This came from a nigga named Blackamore. But somebody says, I find the logic that you use to dismiss this man is more disturbing. He's a black man putting in his work to empower other blacks with the information they need to succeed economically. What does this have to do with economics?
I have no fucking
idea. Which is something. Well, it does say in the description, for your material success, use conscious sex to obtain material success.
Well, the best explanation I heard of attaining material success was from a young lady when Born Sue was on the show. She said this right here. She said that if you want to attain material gain, somebody told her this, an older woman told her this, or another woman told her this. She said, you basically, while the nigga is having sex with you, or vice versa, but the nigga, since you're a female, we're going to speak from her point of view, while the nigga is having sex with you, you literally speak what you want from him into existence while he in you, and he can't resist. He'll give you whatever it is he has the next day, basically. And so that's the way I would see gaining material things from it. But see, this just a mixed hodgepodge of bullshit, because first he called it conscious sex, then he called it orgasms and sex, and then he turns around and say that it can gain material. Now, not the conscious sex is supposed to be mental. The orgasm is supposed to be spiritual, and then you can get material things. So it's just a hodgepodge of knowledge
right.
to me. It don't make
right.
sense.
Right. Okay. Okay. Somebody else says, Babylon, in the comment, this man is practicing vampirism. This is not what our ancestors taught. She is not having an orgasm. She's having a spiritual release. This is not to be done with someone outside, a close, intimate relationship, especially outside your tribe. This is dangerous grounds, and these men know that they are breaking spiritual, metaphysical, and tribal laws.
Mm, damn. Whoever wrote that know what the fuck they're talking about. Period. Hands down. especially when they say this is dangerous ground, and they say especially when it comes to another race or tribe. That's just, like, all fucking limits. Like, you can't, like, they don't even have the same amount of fucking seats or, as they call it, chakras as you do. So it can't be no fucking balance. So the person that's on that level got to be stupid. Real low in order to even be there, a low vibrating motherfucker, in order to even have white bitches ejaculating, because literally ejaculating because they got dicks. So I don't know, what kind of shit that is, but that's some low life bullshit to me. I told you when we was on the show last time that why sex like that, and I don't even like sexual energy shows and when niggas try to teach on sex, because I know it's some bullshit. I know it's just straight up just low life, using a word conscious, throw that in. Throw in some shit I might like orgasm, throw that in. Throw in you might not know that you can, put doubt in the mind, all that shit. If you don't teach that shit, just teach it. Don't tell me already what the fuck gonna happen, what I don't know and how it's going. Just tell me and then see if I'm attracted.
Sonara said, oh, please, rubbish. If someone did that to a non-believer, they would lose their mind. They'll be like, fuck what you heard. No diseases.
Oh, shit. I can see some non-standpoint of view.
Sign me up, motherfucker. I can get
that
without that. Sign me up. That's why after this video, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know what else is, because it's 48 minutes on this video. So I don't know. But like I said, somebody, I can't remember who told me, they went and they just had everybody all on the floor going, I wouldn't want to be there having an orgasm with 50 other motherfuckers. Like, I mean, I'm too fucking conscious. Even when this nigga was talking with his hands on her titties, she's going, and he's going, you see, the thing about it is men don't understand about the titties having been able to woman's this, and she's, like, nigga, shut the fuck up. You don't see I'm trying to catch one? So she's completely out of it, or it could possibly be like, is it real or not? But I'm not conscious. I don't even like when the cat is around. Because, cats know that shit, too. I don't know if y'all got a cat or a dog. Probably Fireline could testify. So Fireline's a little cougar, her damn self. But I don't know. The blade come around when he smells sex in the air? Because I had to put my cats out the damn house. I'm like, them motherfuckers out, and they all just flop to the damn door. Like, man, get me, put that goddamn cat out, man. We ain't gonna be able to get nothing accomplished. These motherfuckers, well, they want to goddamn be all around this shit. Don't cats do that shit? Activate it. Cats calm. Like, they be like, what the fuck? Y'all about to get it popping in this bitch? It's just too much, Like, I wouldn't want that shit videotaped or filmed. That's a goddamn sex tape. And he got his hands on the white woman's titties, man. That's scary. Just got it on there. That nigga doing a whole goddamn instructional video with his hands on her titties. Like, how this gonna work? Like, that's some crazy shit. I don't know, but that's the first time. I forgot who gave me this video, but thanks for the video. Anyway, we got 2 minutes remaining, Babylon. Say something.
That's all I gotta say.
What?
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch the video. Soon as I hang up, I'm clicking on fucking YouTube.
All right, I'm going to put it on your page then.
Yeah, I can't even watch Man of the Hour yet. I got to see the fucking video. I can't even hear Man of the Hour yet. I got to see the video.
Oh, you can't hear Man in the Mirror?
See what all that. I mean, I'm going to listen to it later after I listen to the video.
Oh, don't watch the video for that goddamn long, man.
Exactly. I knew that shit.
48 goddamn minutes.
Damn. No, nah, I ain't finna
watch
that.
I put it on your page.
Shit.
It's already on your page.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
I'll watch it right before I fall off to sleep sometime tonight then. That way, you know, I can have the white bitches on my mind and shit.
Man, a man got his hand on her titties. That's some crazy shit. And the way he holding her is kind of like how niggas, damn, I got 2 seconds remaining. Like niggas in the church got to hold a motherfucker down once they get possessed. It ain't like he playing with her titties. Like, you know, no, he literally holding her down by her titties. He just got his hands on her titties holding her down. Because I guess if he let go, this bitch probably jump up and say, fuck me. You know, she probably possessing some shit. Ain't no telling what the fuck. But if you look at it, he's really holding her down like them people in white at church trying to, you know, make sure your ass don't vamp out on the motherfucker. Yo, this shit crazy fuck. But anyway, that's my time, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is still a PBS broadcast from WGAG Radio.
Damn.
Don't put it on record, man. Y'all like y'all got some decorum next time y'all come around this bitch. Peace.
Peace, Don. And we're going to keep cussing on this motherfucker, too.
We're going to keep what? You going to do a show tonight? Do a show tonight, Babylon. Do a show
Let's
tonight.
Do
I
it,
promise I'll take my nap now. I'm taking a nap
Let's
first.
Let's do it.
Okay, baby.
She's faced the heart.